anyone who touched me or ever tried to fuck me. I used to be so frantic.
And the show has reached a new low.
Television by myself, waiting for the phone, feeling ugly. Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you want to die? Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you want to die?
Hello. Got it. Turned on the wrong mic. Wow, is Michael DeBaron here tonight?
Yeah.
Was he cool?
Dude, he was Bill Nighy from Love Actually.
Bill Nighy, the science guy.
Ah, I was just going to say that. Was he married to Pamela DeBar?
DeBar was. Michael Death Bars.
DeBars.
Shut up. you know who he was? He was,
Christmas is all around us.
God, I got a good singing voice.
Was he the singer in Power
Station 2? I feel it in my toes.
Yes, after Palmer died, he was. Yes, he was. And he said, I worked with the boys of Duran Duran, and my wiener got hard. Hey, everybody,
oh,
welcome
yeah,
to
I forgot
the-
about that period in your life.
Wish I hadn't said that. Welcome to the After Disaster. I am
Wait, Anders Bill Nighy makes your penis hard?
Already, it's beginning.
It's science.
It's already happened.
Hard science with Anderson Cowan.
Hey, will you turn your mic down? Would you do that?
That can be
like
the
this?
Show that follows.
Will you turn down
What are we going to call my ice cream business again?
Hard serve.
Hard serve.
It's not. It's a cover business. It's not actually a business, remember? We, yeah. We solve crimes.
Oh, that's right.
Are we
hard
doing video or are these fucking lamps burning my eye sockets for the sake of burning?
Sake of burning.
Yeah. Watch this.
Well, I'll do that too.
He just humped the lights off, everybody. You couldn't see it. But he used his magical pelvic thrusts. Rune's not very happy with you unplugging them. He's yelling that they have switches.
Yeah. Fucking burn my hand shit off. God damn it, it hurts.
I let the record reflect. My client said it's burning my hand shit off.
Watch Mike try and... Mike is not going to do this well. Try and turn off the light without burning the fuck out of your hand.
Someone out there with audio editing capabilities, can you go through and put together all the times
all
that we
right.
spend the time turning
there,
lights
there.
Off?
Why don't you
I am a busy working man that doesn't have time for absurdities like this.
Here's what I deal with Rune, because like now you know there's a little bit there's like a 6 minute
I think the light bulb just got loose.
Or did you break it?
I don't believe so.
It was like $90 light bulb.
Big flash. It was a big flash. Saw a big flash. Here's what I did with
Rune. I just said the light bulb got loose as if it was a mongoose or something.
Last week, I'm like, hey, Rune, let us know when we're up. And he's like, okay. And then like 5 minutes goes by because we have to do that like crossover now. It's not just instantaneous.
Hard science. Let us know when we're up.
It used to be awesome. Like it was just like love line's over. Boom. Fucking mm-hmm. happy comes on. Midnight comes a little closer, right? But now there's like we have to do this other like fake post show and instant access stuff. I almost said shit. That would have been wrong. And then we got to do the crossover after that. It's a bunch of
who's
shit.
Who's the crossover brought to you by?
The Honda crossover.
Yeah, by Honda. And I sit in a room. I'm like, all right, it's been 5 minutes. Are we up yet? He's like, well. I'm like, dude, just give me a yes or a no. Are we up yet? And then his answer last week was, we're not going to be. We are down. We are off the server. We're fucked.
But guess what? We overcome.
Tonight,
we overcame.
Tonight it happens. We overcame.
We came over everything.
I'm like, hey, Rune, we up yet? And he says, yeah. I'm like, how long, fucker? Tell me as soon as we are.
Turn off the lights. How long, fucker?
God, I'm mean to Rune. All right. Hey, Rune. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Is he Kermit the Frog now?
So tonight,
Blue Broncos.
You guys don't realize this, but I plugged it on the film vault, so we have to come through. We're doing a little TV vault in here tonight.
What? Oh, are we really?
Hell yes.
Good thing I've watched two TV shows.
Oh, what are they?
What'd you watch, Mike?
I already talked about it last week.
Gordon, Have Gun, Will
Gordon
Travel.
Gordon Ramsay's show.
You couldn't remember the name of it, so that was a failure.
Let me guess. This week you love it and you think he's the greatest person on the history.
I do. I like him a lot, but I just I was giggling thinking about what you said about what if he came in here, podcast nightmares. He would definitely rip us. What's with all the interruptions?
Hey. He's like, I love what you're doing. We're like, oh, really? That's nice. No!
Guys, as far as the random facts goes, I see that we have it up on the website, theafterdisaster.com. Pick your favorite random fact. And you guys are all a bunch of cunts because I came in third out of three.
Loser.
9%.
Somebody proved I was totally wrong.
Yeah, so I win by default.
Okay, I guess that's true. Carano's was President Harrison purchased a crib for his friend's baby. 21 years later, he married that girl.
Mike found some of his fan fiction.
Hearing that story. Tyler, while Caesar...
I'll be honest with you. That story was on Pawn Stars, and I very loosely looked it up.
I got a great one for tonight. I got a great random fact. Great random thing.
I got a buddy who's an expert on old cribs sold by presidents.
Tyler's was that last week that we did this?
No,
it was two weeks ago.
Well, we got to start it up because Scott by Scott's on it, and we
got
to do this.
I got a random fact. Every goddamn exit trying to get out of Disneyland to get back to L.A. is closed.
Not exciting.
Including the 91.
You will lose.
That's a random fact. That is a fact. While Caesar was in the military, he held captive by pirates and promised them he'd be back to kill them. He did.
But he had no energy because all he ate was salad.
Taken style. And he got 223 votes. Well, I got 53 votes. Thanks, guys, for the 53. Everyone else.
Your fact.
My fact is sweet. My fact was sharks do not have scales. They have denticles, essentially mini teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, boring fact. Rune wants to know if you uploaded the show.
Oh, no, Rune. You can fuck yourself. How about that?
Wow.
All right.
I gotta go upload the show.
Does it seem like we get less and less professional every week?
Yes. We're going backwards to the point where we won't be speaking words.
Sometimes.
Kind of like that sentence.
We're going to come in and sit behind his microphone and just go like,
yeah. We'll just groan for about 45 minutes.
And then we'll pick it up like when the music comes.
Yeah,
in.
we'll still got it. We'll be like that old golfer that's really terrible, but once a year,
oh yeah,
he can still put it together,
hole in one,
and like everyone thinks that he's going to win, but then he ruins it on the 18th hole.
What do you think the biggest reason why people love golf is? It just getting out of the house and being with your buddies on a nice in a nice park, or do you think it's the actual sport of it?
I'll never forget the After Disaster episode where they discussed why people play golf.
We did that already?
No. I've been putting myself in the shoes of the listeners.
No, but people that play golf are very, very adamant about it's the
very,
greatest.
Very white.
It's the greatest moment of their day or their
Korean.
Week or whatever. And they can't take not playing golf. What was that big box you came in here with?
We'll get to that. Yeah.
How can we not get to it now when there's a giant box sitting behind you?
Oh, I just want to, speaking of boxes, shout out to the Redditors.
Your wife's vagina isn't feeling
good.
Shout elegant.
Out to the clunge of what
shout
sort.
Out, shout Sorry, out to I the Redditors that. Out there with the cum box.
All right, dude, I don't know what
Everybody's
you're talking
very
about.
Upset
Stop
with
it.
That. That knows what that is. They're very upset.
I don't know what it is, and I'm
it's
upset
terrible.
By it.
Okay, we're going to do that. Hey, everyone, all you Penguin fans out there, really upset that we didn't get Parisi, huh?
Goddamn Parisi.
Yeah, Zach Parisi was almost ours, and he picked the fucking Wild. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
And I like to jump in on this with Fuller,
I like this segment. Fullerton, I like this segment. We
Fullerton
all do
High School girls volleyball team.
Oh, Jesus
lost
Christ.
A tough one.
Jesus Christ. Mike wins the shout-out round this week.
I miss you fuckers. Hey, how are you?
I miss you
guys.
Too.
I really do.
Hey, do you guys want to go to...
I don't see you anymore. This is sad.
Our friend Nathan.
I can't do that.
You see him the exact same amount.
He's not our friend. You've never met him. How is he your friend?
I thought I met him at your house.
Oh, that's true. You met him. I can't. I'm going to be indisposed.
Guys, let's do the show standing up.
Why don't you cancel? Right. I like standing up first. I don't like holding this mic, but I don't mind. You know what? I feel more energized this way.
You don't have a mic stand like I do.
No, but you know what?
Except it doesn't work very well.
I'll do this. I'll just talk from far away.
Yeah, great. Everyone will crank their speakers, and at an undetermined time, we'll turn our...
Is this good?
All right. This is very dangerous to say this, but I'm telling you right now, I'm kind of like Babe pointing to the left field or right field or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Or a
Babe the pig?
A basketball fuck.
Yeah.
Guaranteeing a victory. This He's is like, going to be a good show. I can tell you that right now.
It's already the best show we've ever done.
No, it's pretty awful.
Krantler
so
style right there.
18 minutes, 22 seconds. Wait, we didn't start on time.
So I'm using Lycus's old mic, and I have a prop to my face because he used to do all the shows standing up.
I like standing up. It definitely gives you more enthusiasm.
Next week,
blood flowing.
Next week, we can all sit on like exercise balls. You know, like people do that.
I have one.
I have one too, but it's deflated.
Believe it or not, I bought two because the first one was too small, and I'm not kidding.
Too small for what?
It was too low.
Yeah, there's different sizes.
Yeah, that's what I bought this one.
You're like, I need the douchey desk size, please.
So last week we had Max on, my old buddy Max, and I finally got to tell that story. Well, Jillian,
like asshole DJs,
claims,
by the way.
I already told that story.
I wish we had a camera right now.
Well,
we're all
we
standing
have fucking
up.
Three cameras surrounding us that are geared towards the internet, but we're not using them, okay?
This is actually really humorous that we're all standing.
Why is it so funny?
Especially for you and your controller.
Reggie's going to be real confused when he walks in.
Oh, he's going to be really short.
Why are they all standing?
Oh, I won't even know when he's in here.
We should call him
I'll
in.
Be like, is there a cat in here? Something's against brushing against my legs.
We can call
Reggie.
Him in and tell him he's got to stand.
All right, everyone settle down.
Oh, I found Reggie's new song, by the way. We'll debut it on the internet.
Settle down. Everyone settle. Okay, so...
Don't put your leg up.
I'm going to do some stretches. I remember last week when...
this is easier for me, too.
What are
Mike's,
you doing?
Mike's
there's
doing
some
the captain.
Yeah,
okay,
there's some
everyone
captain in Mike.
Settle down. So last week we left here, all right, we're up on video now for momentarily. We're going to be off that in a second. Ruining everything.
Terrible.
And Mike was very enthused about the show. I remember in the parking lot, Carano saying, "Oh, it's a good show. We actually did a good show. I'm actually not going to listen to it back because I want
to
let myself.
I didn't
let
listen
myself
to it
down.
Back.
Good because it was terrible."
Jillian comes home the next day, and she goes, "Oh, you're back on iTunes." I'm like, "Yeah, it should be up there." And Mike actually said it. He thought it was a good show, and there's just silence.
Oh, I'm like, no, that's what I thought.
Did you listen to it? And she goes, "Maybe it's just a slow start. I listened to the first 20." I'm like, "Oh, you're such a heartbreaker."
You
why
know,
would you do that?
That's why I said I wasn't going to listen to it, because sometimes when I leave here feeling like we had a good show.
I didn't break up with her, but you know what I did? Called a lawyer, and I got a jump start on those papers for after we're
good
married.
Move.
I'm going to just have them on file. I'm going to be that guy that just constantly, I'm going to have divorce papers, and I'm going to pull them out of the file.
Just serve her constantly?
Just set them on the table like you were reviewing them whenever she's acting up?
They're in my email outbox. Just all I have to do is push send to her.
Yeah. I think you should print them.
She'll
and
be
put
like,
them.
Oh, I got an email from me, honey. What is it?
You can be like the old couple lying in bed, and she's reading a book, and you're reading your divorce settlement.
with my glasses on the end of my nose?
Yeah, yeah, and
no,
a magnifying glass.
What you do is you wake up early while she's still sleeping, and you go and you send her the email, and then immediately as you know that it's gone into her inbox, you run into the room with a chainsaw, and you just cut the bed in half.
All right, Tyler, you should have thought that one through.
Yeah.
okay.
It's half yours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I
always find that weird when people do that, pull that. It clearly.
Plus, she'd be terrified that you were going to kill her, and then she'd be like kind of relieved that you'd only cut the bed in half.
Yeah,
with a
you know,
chainsaw.
Like every 5 or 10 years, there's always a news story where some guy's getting divorced and he takes the chainsaw or the gigantic, like, plasma saw and he cuts the car in half. Like, you know.
Every 5 or 10, you can time your watch to it.
It happens in threes.
Bitch sat down.
Standing
one
doesn't
down.
Feel right. It doesn't
down.
Feel right.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
I don't know if we're having a competition.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was supposed
it's
to help.
No, you're not having
it's
a competition.
Not helping the show.
Yeah,
Mike
out.
And I are having
it's,
a competition.
Okay, have your little competition. So,
hey, it's harder for me because I got to hold like a 6-pound
mic.
We
have
mic.
Some sort of order. There's no order in the world anymore. Men spinning around the earth.
Okay. Can I talk about that note that's in front of you?
Talk about the fucking note that's in front of me. Go ahead, Mike.
It's a gigantic...
this is going to be riveting to everyone listening.
Piece of paper.
Yes.
And it says Vegas on it.
Wow. Continue.
But I totally don't know what that means.
It's like the story of my life in one word, bro.
Well, there's like a wave drawn under it. So somehow I think...
It looks like a high heel to me.
It's a what?
A high heel shoe.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right. Come on. We're not even on video, so I can't even hold it up.
Are you designing a logo for something?
Listen, tonight we've got to talk about Breaking Bad. We have to talk about Breaking Bad.
Oh, my
God. We must talk about Breaking Bad.
I've only
seen
the first episode and nothing else because
Breaking Bad
scary.
Is beginning it's to eclipse. Scary. It's getting close to the wire. It's not there yet, but if it continues, I might have to stand atop a chair and pronounce Breaking Bad as the greatest thing ever put on television.
Well, I find it hard to believe you're going to stand up since you sat down already.
So good.
I'll stand back up. The scene, without giving anything away, but for those of you who watched
the
show.
Fuck them all.
The scene where they robbed the train was maybe the best scene I've ever seen on TV.
Are you talking about the whole thing?
The whole thing.
You just like because it's Bill Burr.
No, Bill Burr was actually the worst part of that entire scene. I mean, not the worst part. He worked, but I mean, the other part where it was so goddamn
tense. I was nervous the entire time.
And the music they used
was
so perfect. The only thing I've seen better TV related was the end of the very last scene of 6 Feet Under, which was I was a puddle. By the
Never
end of
seen
thing, 6 Feet crying
Under.
My balls off.
Now, what season is Breaking Bad on?
19.
5 or 6.
Too late for me to catch up.
5.
No, do it. You can do it.
It's too late.
You can do it.
You mean it's too late?
I don't have time to sit down and watch like 50 episodes.
Why not?
Here's the thing with Breaking Bad. Every now and again, like they'll do an editing montage that I'm just like, all right, I get it. It's about meth, and you've got like a hip editor who's like probably trying to like tell you the kids are gonna like this. Like when they got the two cool cars a couple weeks ago.
I loved that.
That was awful.
I was thinking
Tyler probably.
I was laughing my ass off.
It felt like a 1995 like rap video. Awful.
No, it was great.
It was not
good. I don't want to alarm you, Anderson. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Is your ball out of your
yes.
shorts?
Yes.
Oh, what? Please.
Like my shorts are scrunching up, and I'm sure you can see my balls.
What do you adjust?
They don't look at me.
Why are you airing a ball?
It's hard not
to
look at my co-host.
You're right. Let me switch legs.
I don't like how Tyler. You know what happens when Tyler stands up?
He
just turns his mic on and leaves it on. So like that's a bit much for me. I don't know about you, Mike, but that's a bit.
Mike
much.
Likes it.
Tyler, you're the board op / semi producer. All right.
I'll take semi-producer.
Semi, yeah.
The show's semi-good, so I'll be semi-producer.
You can take the credit for the good part.
Oh, I produce semis on the reg, bro.
I don't know what that means.
Here's the problem, you guys. I don't know. Granted, when I say I don't have any free time, that's totally.
We got to go back to 2-3 days a week because there's just too much energy.
Well, I have to
exploding.
Start.
It's like none of us have sex for a week, and then we all have a threesome every Thursday. Or
something. And we all premature ejaculate.
Well, no, none of that's going on. I'm sitting down, so maybe
I need to start. I need to take like 2 weeks off.
That was the grossest analogy.
And sit down with The Wire and start from episode one because I've never seen it, and then start with Breaking Bad. But I will tell you that I watched the first episode of Breaking Bad, and it made me so tense I didn't want to watch anymore.
It's because there's the guy with the eyebrows in it.
Show. Listen, for those of you, particularly Country Mike. Or on the message boards, who's freaking out, panicking about us talking about Breaking Bad because apparently has Dish Network. What the fuck? You live in the ghetto?
Oh, my gosh.
In the ghetto.
You know what they do with Dish Network?
I put the dish on my roof and
they're
I
so
go
poor
back
that
down.
Actually, they can't watch TV and eat at the same time because they have to use that dish to actually eat their fucking food out of. Yeah,
it's
a true story.
It's the worst
That's
thing I've
fact.
Ever heard.
A giant dish of salad.
And then they clean it, and the mom cleans it in the sink, and they put it back up, and they watch TV.
And the kids fight over who has to put it back up?
We're not going to give anything away, all right? We talked about
Send
a couple...
Your brother up to put the
I would never ever
on.
Give anything away.
I thought it was fucked up when he killed Walter Jr.
And you know why that's not true?
It was kind of weird, too. The way that he
beat him to death with his own crutch?
With his own crutch.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That thing about... Let's go back to the dish for a second.
You got some more comedy to mine out of that?
The reason you know that's not true... It's no comedy. I'm giggling because this is such a letdown. But the reason you know that's not true because poor people always watch TV while they eat.
That's what I'm saying. That's why Dish Network is so hurting. I love those commercials where it's like Breaking Bad on AMC, not on Dish.
Did you see the campaign they did where there's a zombie president candidate?
No.
They had an entire press conference where this guy was dressed up like a zombie giving like a speech, except it's just like about America, and it was just a whole campaign about Walking Dead and the Dish doesn't have it.
I need to see that.
Is that the same as I'm sorry for interrupting? As same
sorry.
As the radio ad campaign where they were talking
nine times,
where they were talking about. How that Comedy Central wasn't going to be available?
Probably. No, it's different because Dish, whatever. We're talking about corporate America. God.
If you've got Dish, you won't see Mike's left ball hanging out of his shorts. No.
Listen.
We should start a network called Fork.
God
Plate.
Damn it.
Plate Network. Yes.
It's like a giant ceramic plate on the roof.
Soup dish.
We can have a huge meatball that's like super glued to it to look like you've just finished some pasta.
Okay.
Well,
why would you not
finish it
the
if there's
meatball?
Still a meatball on it?
That's
Mike.
The best part, by the way. I don't know why you wouldn't finish it.
Uh-oh, my brain just died.
Oh, did they make a meatball that has like the noodles and the sauce inside it?
I don't know.
That's
but
the best idea ever.
That's like a sandwich. It's like a pasta sandwich.
There's no bread.
It's like a spaghetti and meatball sandwich. Yeah, I know, but that's it's like when you think
the
about a normal meal.
Spaghetti is inside
the
meatball.
When you think about a normal meal, what do you get? Like if you go out for a nice dinner, you get a steak, and then you have a salad first, and you have a steak, you have some vegetables on the side, and some bread, right? Mm-hmm. You know what happened? Somebody said, let's fucking make a sandwich where we just put all that in one. Because when you think about it, a sandwich is like an entire
meal. Yes, and sandwiches were a good idea. Mine is a good idea.
I don't like sandwiches. I don't like having everything jammed together. No.
Well, I guess you'll never be president.
I like the Veggie Delight from Subway.
I remember what I was going to say. Jesus Christ, this show needs to slow down. All right, it's Friday. People are in their cubicles. It's been a long week. And
they're downloading this from iTunes right now.
I don't know what iTunes is.
Have you guys ever been to a place that serves?
I was going to talk about it. Go ahead. Serves what? Meatballs?
It serves meatballs by themselves because their meatballs are so good.
It's called IKEA.
They're great.
IKEA.
No, I've never had those. Those are Swedish meatballs. Swedish.
Yeah, those. You have to make them yourself.
Okay, quick tip, guys. Quick tip. If you haven't heard, if you haven't seen, Bill Burr, his new hour is on Netflix and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
I don't know if it was on air.
What's it called?
You and I talking off air about it. You people are all the same, and he broke it. It's only on Netflix, instant download. You can watch it. You can't even get the DVD if you want. It's only on instant, and I highly recommend. Jillian and I watched it. If you like Bill Burr's comedic stylings, which I do, obviously.
I like when he yelled at the heckler.
My favorite. Well, that was kind of uncomfortable, but my favorite.
Well, the crowd was uncomfortable. They weren't really a Bill Burr crowd.
It was taped in D.C., but his newest piece that I had not seen, not heard him come up with, but was fucking awesome, was how he's going to raise his kid, playing baseball with him, pitching back and forth.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
Laugh out loud numerous times throughout that whole bit and wish that I had him as a dad because that's a fucking awesome way to raise a kid.
You know your life's hard when you want Bill Burr as a dad.
I thought of you. I saw Norm Macdonald last week and he does this big Sandusky bit about how he can't help it if he's that's what he's attracted to. And he goes, that must be hard for him because people are like, hey, don't you want to settle down someday, have a family? Yeah, I want to, but it's not acceptable. You know,
I was thinking about that just today while walking across the street, staring at a 9-year-old girl coming my way.
What?
Because she was like, you could tell she was going to be pretty when she got older.
Yeah.
And I was walking
across
the street.
It's okay, officer. I was imagining she was 18.
On the west side, there's cars everywhere, and you know, there's people everywhere, and your mind fucking drifts. And I was thinking, it would suck so bad to be a pedophile, and that's what you're attracted to.
Yeah.
And you know attraction is crazy. Like, you can't help yourself. But you're attracted to something you're not allowed to be attracted to.
Yes.
That's why I do have a... I feel bad for those fuckers. I know that what they do is awful and commits a crime, but to have that pull, that desire, and women will never understand it because I don't think they have the same desires that guys do.
I agree. You know what I mean? That's what the whole point of the Norm joke, but it was obviously much more funny. I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but it was.
Well, I hope,
you're right.
What I just said wasn't funny at all.
No, but
sad.
I mean, if your thing is I like this. Granted, I do think it's gross, and I think pedophiles are worse than killers. Or no, rapists, I think, are worse than killers. But
what? Okay, can we go down?
Not pedophiles from afar.
Rapists.
What about
child rapists?
What
are
about
the worst.
Child rapists that kill while raping? With
what
their
about
dicks?
What if they're raping inside of a? What if they're raping inside of a stolen van, selling crack out the window at the same time?
I think the rape is still the worst.
Okay, here it is. It's a Nazi.
What about
in a
if they're raping
van.
While cheating on their taxes?
Okay, cheating on their taxes.
Well,
they're
that's
speeding.
The most un-American thing
they're
you can
speeding
do.
In a stolen van through a school zone.
Downloading
while they're
music.
Raping a child, downloading music, and selling crack.
Mm-hmm. The crack part's not bad. I don't mind that. You got to make a buck. You know what I mean?
Anyway.
Hey, can we spend a minute talking about the listeners?
Sure.
All right, let's do listener segment here. Listener segment.
Listener segment. Talking about listeners.
Listen up now.
That's pretty good. All right, I got a. Email through AndersonCowan.com. Feel free to reach out to me. I don't know how to
reach out and touch Andy.
How to respond to them very well. But
I saw a realtor the other day named Sandy Cowan. I was like, oh, I bet Anderson moonlights on the weekend.
You saw the person or you saw their sign?
You saw a sign.
I saw the sign.
Should have grabbed a picture of it.
I'm fine without it. Listen, I got an email on AndersonCowan.com. Reached out to me from.
Stop promoting AndersonCowan.com.
Listener Gamma Mora. Did I say that right? Gamamora? Hold on. Let me.
I am from the planet Gamamora.
Email seriously. From, yes, Gamamora, and she wrote, or he wrote, Gamma, it could go either way. I'm thinking it's probably a girl.
They
I'm
type it on the Mars rover?
Maybe it's a grandma.
No, Gamamora wants to design t-shirts for us, right?
So Gamamora writes this. Hi, Anderson. I'm a huge fan of the Afterzaster and appreciate you guys doing it.
The
like,
end.
Like how huge? Like 300 pounds?
Here's an idea of the shirt. Tyler, that was awful. Turn your mic off for 2 minutes.
The next line is, I'm like 325 pounds.
Here's an idea for the shirt. Let me know what you think. I messaged Tyler and Carano, but they didn't answer, which is mean.
I'm big time. What are you going to do?
Of course, the images are going to mix with the color of the shirt, and then sent a decent idea for the shirt. Except it's an actual picture. I don't like shirts with actual pictures.
No, can't do that.
Can't do
it's
got
to be an artist rendering.
Like it gets old, and you put it in the wash many times, and your face starts cracking. I don't like that.
Well, plus, it's
Is your face been in the washer lately, Anderson?
But I really, I really
that's how I wash my face. I let the whole tub fill up, and I throw some Neutrogena in there and stick my head in.
Don't think that's a good idea.
It doesn't sound efficient.
Probably appropriate.
It's
I don't know.
It's like 6 gallons of water.
I don't know if any dermatologist in the world. Vietnam included.
I didn't consult the German.
I really like the one line, though. I messaged Tyler and Carano, but they didn't answer, which is mean. I like how she had to, or he had to point out that it is mean. Yes, I agree. That is very mean, guys. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're also a person that can't pronounce their name or know if it's a boy or girl. So.
Well, I'm taking care of it right now, aren't I?
It's a dude.
It's a dude. And Tyler, you know what? Mister?
Yeah, it's a dude.
It's
not
a dude.
He's a dude.
I spent three days, sending you text messages, and you ignored the first two, and then finally responded. And that's very hurtful.
Hey, speaking of that.
You sent me what is tweet.
Yeah, that's my way of saying what's up, man. How are you? Thinking of you.
Speaking of that.
How are you, buddy? Yeah.
You could just say, hey, I'm thinking about you.
Here's something
you
that happened last
week.
Here's something
about
that happened
you.
Last week.
You
Thanks.
Look skinny. Yeah.
Thanks. Uh-huh. When you were, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, when you were going to chastise me for not returning your texts, and I showed you I hadn't received any, and then I went, here's the last text, September 8th. The date of the show.
September 8th is a year ago.
No, it was.
Did I Marty
McFly? That's how much the host of this show communicate.
No, and that hasn't even,
did
September
I
8th. This was only 3 or 4 down.
No, we communicate. Mike and I had another hour-long brainstorming session about the show and what to do. We came up with a lot of ideas. We did. And it was funny. What was strange about it is I was sitting in the exact same parking lot when we had this conversation. So the last two conversations we've had about the show, I've been sitting in the same parking lot in the same space.
Which parking lot was it?
It's out in
the one by the elementary.
I mean, it's in Tarzana.
Do you guys know I park in parking lots a lot?
Go
ahead. By myself?
I 100% believe that.
No, but by myself late at night, like I'll drive over.
This is the least surprising thing you've ever said.
Ever said. It's not a good fact.
Somebody asked me within
the
last week.
Do you guys know sometimes I just wear a trench coat and socks?
So I drive. I've done it everywhere. When I was leaving Irvine to go to San Diego 8 years ago, I would stop in Capistrano and I park in the corner of the Taco Bell parking lot and I just sit there for like an hour. I get some food. I listen to the radio and just stand around. I've been doing that for the past 10 or 12 years, or 15 years maybe. So now what I do, and I don't do it every night. I do it like 4 nights a week. I drive over Coldwater. I park in a parking lot, but I park way away from other cars. I usually find an empty office structure parking lot, and I park there. And I've been doing this a long time. Well, here's the thing, is several times it just happened maybe within the last week where I'm parked in an empty parking lot with hundreds of spaces. Some jackass parks immediately next to me. And just sits in their car. And I don't know if they think I'm a hooker.
They're trying to get some man ass.
There's something creepy happening. It happened in that park in Fullerton when I used to park there and eat. Some guy pulled up next to me and just stared at me out his window and then finally got out. Hey, what's going on? I'm like, nothing much. It's a nice day, huh? And I'm like, you know, and then I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus right. Christos.
More listener information. Or another part of the show. But
oh, you're standing up
got
now.
Got a giant, giant
damn Mr. Stand Up.
Oh, Mr. I rest for a little bit, and
tired.
Then I stand again
I
with my legs.
I gotta stand because the box that is addressed to me,
oh, Mr.
Tyler,
I don't appreciate,
is so large that I have to stand so that I can get
Mr.
leverage.
Mr., I don't appreciate the legs that I have, and there's large, people who don't even have large. Any legs out there.
All right, Tyler, think before you speak, my friend. Think. Speaking of which, I have a new job, and I shouldn't disclose this. I've been working somewhere and getting some money.
Yeah.
One of the guys that I work with.
Spearmint Rhino.
Here's what's great about being older.
Yeah.
Is you think a little bit before you speak. I don't know if you do much, Mike, but
no,
I've come a long way
don't.
Just in the last 5 years.
I think I've come a long way, too, but I think I still have a problem.
Here's the story. A guy comes in. I work in a place where there's tons of people everywhere and always different people. This guy comes in. It's freezing in those fucking studios. And he comes in, and he's so cold that his arms are inside his shirt. And I was almost going to do it. And
wait, like inside his sleeves?
Like inside his shirt, yeah. Because like you do it. I did that in movie theater today.
Yeah,
I was fucking freezing. And I'm like, nah, I shouldn't say that. It's like my second day. I'm not going to like, you know, make. I was going to bond with him by putting my hands, arms in his yeah.
You put your arms in his shirt?
By the
next
way,
day.
That's bullshit. You were going to bond. You were making fun of him.
No, I was going to be like, hey, I get it. It's cold. Like that's how, you know. The next day, same guy, same thing. And I'm like, oh, fuck. He doesn't have arms. He really doesn't have arms.
Long sleeve shirts. Oh.
And I'm
you
like,
were
going to
put.
God.
Oh, my
God.
God.
Can you imagine the
you
new
were
going
to bond with him.
So So I thank God, it wasn't 5 years ago. I think a little bit before I speak. I think a little bit. It was a great message for
that
me.
That is That's so fantastic. Curb Your Enthusiasm right yep. there.
I had something like that happen to me when I was a manager of the Improv. Somebody said someone's having some kind of a problem at the front and they need to speak to the manager. And I went up there and I thought I was going to, make things a little more comfortable by engaging the guy in a positive way. And I went, hey, what happened to your leg? Because his leg was missing. And I thought because he had crutches, he just hurt his leg. But it was completely gone.
You told that story backwards, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to your leg? See, his leg was gone.
Yeah. I think I brought it up on the show before.
Did he?
Nothing.
He didn't say no.
The shark bit it off today, and I wanted to see some comedy like tonight to feel better about it.
Remember about the thing about thinking before you speak?
Yeah,
I got a whole box full of plastic airbags.
All right, so we're opening up. I can only assume one of you guys.
I bet it's another shark. Another.
I bet
there's a lot of shit in here. This could be such a letdown if it's like a bunch of technical shit for the studio or something. I'm gonna go. Yeah. That's right, I'm a fucking tech guy.
It's a bunch of mono cables.
I like these pillows for some reason, but I always throw them away.
Wait a minute. Are people going to be sending us mugs?
Wait. That's not how it works.
You
don't send us
totally
mugs.
That's totally not how it works, but it's quite a treat.
I don't understand. It's all like... Okay, I'm just going to... Without reading the packaging, they always got the little slip. I don't want to read the slip.
I hope it's not a cobra.
Yeah.
this feels like...
It might be a cobra.
I feel like I'm a shop owner.
I don't know why Cobra have a rattle.
Why do you feel like a shop?
I feel like I'm from the Middle East when I open up a shop at a strip mall in the valley, and this is what happens. You get shit in the mail like this, you got to put it on the shelves.
Can you guys imagine if you open that into baby chupacabra?
I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine if it was an adult chupacabra.
It would never fit in that little box because they're like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I don't know.
That baby would have to kill a small goat.
Have you seen those crazy videos of like what might be chupacabras and they're animals you've never seen before and they're real? Yeah. What is that? How is that possible?
Did you see something you might be more interested in?
I wish people could see this right now. You look like a bomb squad because you're standing up trying to open it.
I think these are mugs.
Hey, if this is the bomb squad, Anderson's going to be blown up first day.
Wait, right, who are they
from? He just rips into a...
They're mugs. They're blank mugs. How many are there? Unless I got drunk and bought them.
Wait, I thought you said that you bought some the other night.
I kind of lied. I mean, I did the research, but I didn't push purchase. It's still sitting there. All I have to do is push purchase.
Did Jillian do it?
No, Jillian would never.
Is this...
Are you kidding me? Do you know Jillian?
You know what? I
love you, honey,
like those mugs. I wish they were bigger, though.
No, these are good.
Wait,
don't undersell our mugs.
Those are like nice mugs. They're not like the big stupid ones.
These are really nice.
Okay, I'm going to figure out.
They're totally nice. They're even embossed on the bottom.
Someone bought these for us, and we're going to turn around and sell them, and they're going to get nothing.
Okay, no, we're going to... This person probably wants these back.
That's not how it works, people. You don't just send it and we do it to you and then send it back.
I think that's what's...
Yeah, how do we make money on that,
this person isn't...
A gift from Seth Harper. Okay, I remember Seth Harper.
Maybe there's cash in there.
These will probably break during shipping, but I really like the show. Hopefully these will help the mug campaign once you figure out shipping. Thanks for the show, guys. Seth Harper. Wow, he got us going.
How many mugs are in there?
Six.
I got to say, these mugs are nice.
Five for me.
Like, this is good stuff right here. It's not like, those
I got to say
this
it.
This is the kind that I was going to buy.
This is the kind that I was going to buy. This is the kind that I found. So we'll do a little – now we'll get the pen, and I'll do a little testing because I don't want to, ship out shit that's going to –
Pen? I'm going to use paint.
First – no. You get markers that are special for that. But I'm going to
do
–
I'm
going to
do the lips thing. I'm going to put some red paint on my lips.
These are the first six. One goes back to Seth, and then we'll sell the other five. All right? Okay. Now,
Seth gets nothing. And he'll like it.
Hey, you know what would be good about this?
Just mean
you guys, I got
no
an
reason.
Idea that was inspired by the Kiss comic from 1977 where they all drained some of their blood into the vat of ink. So every comic book had a little bit of Kiss blood in it. Let's all pool our blood and paint these red.
I was terrified you're going to stop right after the poo part. Let's all poo.
I didn't say that.
I know, but I thank God that L came because I was really concerned. Let's all poo.
Let's each poo in a cup. I'll throw some kind of a sealant over it.
You know what camp we call the pool the poo because there's no poo. No,
no
we
it's
call it the ool. We don't, there's
you
no
got
pee
that way wrong.
And then they started calling it the L because there's no poo in the pool.
Oh, my
sometimes
God.
Sometimes kids poo in the pool.
I almost just sat down.
You got to sit down, dude. Stop it. You guys are making me nervous. Okay.
Hey, can we get the same kind of mug a little bit larger than this?
No. Stop underselling our product, our first and only product.
Someone
it's
sent
a fine
us
mug.
Those and you're finding problems with them.
It's a fine mug. That's already going to cost us like $5.95 to ship. I've already looked into it. You want a big, giant fucking soup mug? No.
Hey, guys, I guess we got mugged.
I hate you. Tyler, you are not funny.
Wait, why'd you just take a sip out of
How's
it?
How's Lauren doing, buddy?
Nothing in it.
Honest to God, I was seeing if I'd like this. I was like,
this could work.
You basically did a test drive.
Hey, you coming over Sunday?
What?
I invited you last week. I said, I'm not working Sunday night. You can come by and bring Lauren. Oh, Sunday's the only time.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be in La Quinta.
I don't want to be friends with you anymore. All right, listen. who's ready for a little
I feel like you're going to say something Spanish right now.
Oh. Who's ready for a little random fact?
Me.
Let's
have already did one. Or was random shout outs?
No, Mike did a random fact that was like he sits in parking lots. No.
Right, that is a fact.
Mm-hmm. It's not really that random.
Let's do random facts. Just facts about men.
I'll tell you a random fact about
sure
me is I blow dry my balls.
There's a drop.
Dr. Drew told me to blow dry my balls and then put some kind of a lubricating cream on them so they don't rub against my legs.
You must just have giant.
No, when I go for long walks, my underwear is rubbing against me and it develops a rash because it's like it also happens on my ankles and on my heels and on my toes when I'm hiking.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, listen to this.
You know how runners their nipples wear off?
Yes,
your balls
because they run like 25
wore off. Okay, that's why they're hanging out of your shorts.
You're hiking 25 miles, Mike.
Well, it seems like it.
Oh, good film vault up now. New film vault. Top five guilty pleasures, which I don't really like to call movies guilty pleasures, but whatever. We did it. And our guest was, oh my God, I'm going to draw a fucking blank right now because that's what I do. That's how I do. He's a huge internet star. Kasim G.
Oh, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know who guest. That is.
Couldn't have been nicer.
That guy's awesome. He has some great videos of him interviewing people on the beach.
He's like a man on the street guy. He does what you do, but he's got a camera guy and he has a microphone and he talks to people and the people know that he's talking to them.
He does what you do, but he does it for a living.
Yes. What's that now?
Does he know a lot about film?
No, not really. Last movie he saw was Prometheus.
Prometheus.
I'm so goddamn tired. Prometheus.
What? Prometheus?
Prometheus.
Have you guys ever thought about doing
Prometheus?
I am tired. I am exceptionally tired.
That's why you're not doing, standing Pabby McSitter pants.
I got a tooth five infection numbers. That has gone so big that it's in my ear now. I have an ear
what kind
infection.
Of infection?
Tooth. I'm getting my wisdom
face
tooth.
Is be
at least
off.
One wisdom tooth is being ripped out tomorrow.
Oh, man. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
Who's, like, is it the doctor doing it?
Yes. I'm not going to fucking Tom
Stanley,
Hanks it and cast
Stanley's
going
to chew it out.
No, I got a skate at home. What the
I
fuck?
Was, I've been having bad luck since I moved back to LA with the car issue and then the dental issue. You know, I found that new dentist online.
No, I didn't know that.
$4,300.
How much? Why?
Yes, this is his dentist
having,
by the sea. Remember,
I had a pain.
In you need braces so you can meet younger girls.
I had a pain.
He goes, braces, huh? Me
Does
too.
That work? I had a pain in my back tooth that I thought was I needed a root canal, and my dentist couldn't squeeze me in. So I found a guy online that had a bunch of positive reviews. Drove down there. He goes, these fillings are loose. You need to have this replaced, that replaced. And I went, you know what? Let's just fix all the fillings that are loose that from when I was a child.
Right.
I didn't know you're
Mercury.
Supposed to replace your fillings every 7 or 8 years.
Apparently.
So he did two.
Engineered obsolescence.
You can do it yourself.
$1,200. And then I had another appointment to go back. The whole thing was $4,300. Then the tooth that was kind of hurting. I'm going to wrap this up right now. The tooth that was kind of hurting was now excruciating. And I called him up, and he's like, it might be your sinuses. I'm like, anything hits the tooth, it's excruciating. So my dentist got me in an emergency appointment. She fixed the problem, and then she told me he really screwed up the fillings. And my dentist is absolutely the greatest dentist
so classic,
I've
Mike.
Ever been to.
This is classic Mike.
But that dude
cost
me $1,200. The new dentist cost me $700.
I brought up a tooth issue I'm having. He turns it into a 5-minute tooth story about him before I can even say anything, and then ends it with an ad for his fucking...
Christina Barch in San Diego. She's the best dentist I've ever been to.
Classic Corona.
Are you the one that works on Mike Corona's mouth?
Oh no, here's the part that made me uncomfortable. My brother's wife is the one who turned me on to this dentist. And she is the best dentist I have ever been to. Mm-hmm. But she goes, everything all right? And I go, now my problem is, how do I tell the other guy I don't want to go back? And she goes, just tell him, just be honest. And she goes, just tell him you moved. And I went, how about if I tell him I met this really hot dentist? And I want to go to her now. And it was just greeted with total silence.
What?
Yeah.
That was your move?
Good it move. Wasn't a move. It was just, I brought that up.
Oh. What, next time you show up, you're going to be like, you want to see my Drew?
Next time I show up, she's wearing like lingerie. Her tits are hanging out.
Dude, don't use the word tits.
Especially after I named
we
her.
We say like terrible things, but for some reason that tits really hit hard. Really hit hard. It was like a wet fish
you know
slapping
you're
across
right.
the face.
You're right. Tits is a weird word, but titties is charming and endearing. No, it's titties, baby.
I saw the word schlong today for the first time in a long time.
S-C-H-L-O-N.
Are we really spelling schlong?
No, there's a... I think there's like a C in
it. Random fact! happen now. Okay.
SLCH.
Random
fact. Random fucker.
Apparently, China's doing pretty well, as you know. China.
Good accent choice on my part.
It wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. Good.
It was more Japanese than Chinese.
Yeah, it was more Japanese. So China's doing pretty good nowadays. They got business is booming over there. Their economy's doing pretty well. And I don't know if anything I'm saying right now is true. But
can I point out something?
Gas prices are always going up, and it's like the fucking bankers are always saying it's because China has more money than them. That's what they always say.
They're gaming their gaming their currency.
I didn't know we got our oil from China.
No, we don't. But the demand goes
up. We melt
for oil
down
around the world.
Their extra babies because they have too many of them.
They have some weird trade with Middle Eastern countries. Like, we give you egg roll, you raise price.
Okay, let's go back to the film vault. I mean, let's go back to TV vault.
Wait, real quick.
What other good shows?
China might have a lot
There's
of
really nothing
a
else
lot
good,
of prosperity.
Except for Breaking Bad right now.
But it's the hands of
Honey Boo Boo is pretty good.
Very small few. Everyone else is poor.
Did you see the show with the girl with the two heads?
No, I heard that she talks and she finishes the sentences for each other. Whatever.
They have two heads on one body.
For real?
It's very upsetting, but you can't turn away.
The whole point of the show is like they're normal, even though they have two heads. They share one vagina.
They have two heads, and they each control half of the body, Mike.
And the guy who did the voiceover for their normal was like, that's totally not normal.
Well, here's the thing. If you're producing that thing, and you they're trying to be respectful and whatnot, it's like, let's get down to the brass tacks. You don't have a TV show unless you have one vagina, two heads, and we don't know how many boobs. And we should
they
make the show
boobs.
About how many boobs do you have?
They have two
what
boobs.
The fuck is this like? But they're just being respectful, trying to prove
they have two boobs, and they used to have a third arm coming out between them.
I love the way I love the way you say that. Seriously, how many? Like that's the first question.
That
how many
be,
boobs do you have? Thanks for being
chase.
Here. How many they're, boobs do you have?
In the second episode, they went and applied for a job as teachers. They have a teaching degree, and in the preview for the next episode, they're like teaching kids. Why would you ever become a teacher if you have two heads?
You know what? That would be pretty – I could see them teaching like algebra, and I would pay attention, and they could like finish the – one could come up with the question or the problem. The other one could solve it.
Well, their whole thing was like we should get paid more because one of us can monitor the class.
I was just
going to
say
teaching.
That. I'm going to grade the test. You keep an eye on everybody.
Oh, they should definitely get paid more.
The best thing about the show is you sit there. If you watch it with someone else, and the entire show, all you do is like, I wonder about this. And I like, what happens if one of them's choking? What happens – this is the one that was creeping me and Lauren out. What
they
if
have two sets of lungs?
What if one of them dies?
Oh, they're dead. The other one's dead.
No, they each have their own heart.
No, but you'd have to split them apart because they're dead.
Yeah.
The one heart would stop and then it would rot and you'd die.
The other one dies all the time.
Really? That doesn't have a show.
What do you mean the other one dies all the
Tell
time?
Him. No, there was a story in Ripley's Believe It or Not about the two bodies that were together and they had two heads. And when the brother died, the other person died shortly thereafter.
Do you guys have random facts?
No.
I just want to say the biggest problem would be if one of them was an honest-to-goodness, down-home teacher and the other one was like, I'm going to fuck that kid.
What? Why would you go straight there? It's so rare
you got
for
the two,
female.
You got the opposite.
Listen, no, the weirdest Christ. Part is they are going to have relationships because apparently they are normal. Yeah. Don't you love how the guy who has never seen the show has the most to say about it? That's me. I'm the
guy. Well, the question I want
to
know is
they're
when
going
they go
to
buy
each
a car
fall in love with somebody different.
No,
and they're eventually going to have sex and they share
it's
one
not
vagina.
Not
going to
happen.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
No.
Absolutely. By the way, now that they're on TV.
The other good thing is watching them watching people come up and hug them because they don't know if you go all the way around.
You put your head in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah. You motorboat their heads.
Thankfully they're kind of short so you can kind of just go over them. But yeah, there's some people that don't really know what to do.
Maybe they'll find a two-headed dude. What if they're racist and the two-headed
dude, here's
is black?
The deal. What all these what-if hypotheses?
If I was the last two-headed man on Earth,
why are they
I'd
not going to have a relationship there, Ty Ty? Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, come on.
Dude, okay, they're on TV now. A, right?
Yeah.
B, the package. Let's talk about the package. It's been a long time since the pack. Oh, by the way.
They kind of look like the package.
I read a review. I've not seen them. I've heard them described and I heard
look
them on a radio program. I don't want to. I was reading some of the reviews.
You don't want to?
Yeah, after that, we're back on
iTunes.
Oh,
we got some good new reviews.
All the good new reviews.
Good new
However,
reviews.
I do understand, and it just
Why
drove
are you rubbing
the point
your tit
home.
Right now?
Because it feels good. Drove the point home that somebody gave us 2 stars, and deservedly so. Began listening like to episode 85, and then listened to 86, and he said, maybe I'll find out what a PAB is next week, because he just started listening. And he's like, I'll continue to listen, but I have no fucking clue what's
and
going on.
And we discussed this.
No clue what's going on.
We discussed this.
Our show is
not
so goddamn
doing inside stuff.
That's all we do.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, Gene Ween or Aaron Freeman. As
a big
he's
fan
known,
of the show?
Is on What the Fuck this week, WTF. So all you Ween fans out there, you can listen to that.
Hmm. Well, he should be on the show.
Did you listen to it already?
I got like 10 minutes left. It's a part two. There's two parts to it.
Is it good?
First part is with somebody else who I never heard of, a musician. And then the second part is with Aaron. And yeah, it's really good. It's before they broke up. So I was, but I'm hearing all sorts of things like why, like hints now, like things he was saying.
How early does he record these things?
I think like a month or two in advance. It sounds like
we should start doing that.
He didn't before, but now that he's
do them on time,
one day a week, let's just record like 10 episodes.
Them. He backlogs them. Now.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do it 5 days a week and record twice. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, we did that for a little while, and it was terrible.
Out. That didn't work.
I thought
out.
It was great.
That's what they're all by phone.
Oh, and we've been showing up in not new noteworthy, but we've been showing back up in the rankings. We were like 101 the other day.
Oh my God, stop bragging about something so pathetic.
101.
That's like a college dude going, I fucked 3 girls in my life. What? That doesn't impress me.
It doesn't?
You're not going to be very impressed with my track record then.
I had 5. Oh yeah. Yours is kind of.
Yours is impressive the other way.
Random fact.
It's like that guy survived on eating only 1 grain of rice a week.
Yeah.
Going back to China.
Okay. I'm not impressed with people that sleep with a lot of people.
You know what impresses Chinese people? Businessmen. Yeah.
Oh, my friend's mom went to that Surreal Neil concert the other day. She had the shiny
diamond. Oh, that wasn't surreal. That was real Neil.
I know it was real Neil.
And did she like it? Where are you going?
I was
going
to get that pencil.
Did it bounce all the way back from the window?
No, it's a different pencil, Mike.
Oh. Like he threw it at the window and it came back 12 feet.
Here's my frustration right now with Tyler. I can't do it. I can't still be able to do it. I can't do it. Oh, I did it. Okay.
Too bad it wasn't.
Now you have lead poisoning.
That's not lead. It's graphite.
Remember that? You just barely stab yourself. Lead poisoning.
With one hand. With my thumb. Okay. Can I get to my goddamn random
fact?
Sure.
Sure.
Well, my mom's friend had a fucking ring from Surreal Neil, but it wasn't surreal. It was real Neil. Why would you just bust that out? Well, I'm in the middle of my sweet fact.
I don't know. Your fact better be sweet.
It's fucking sweet.
It better be better than my Surreal Neil.
China is doing well. Their businesses are frolicking in the
so much money
in the black.
Okay,
it's good, right? It's good when you're in the black. You don't want to be in the red, right? Okay. So one of the things that impresses other businessmen and Chinese people.
Oh, I know this fact. We've talked about this
go
on
ahead.
The show.
What is it?
I want to kill him.
What is it?
I think I hate him more than Brian right now. Out of the wedding, you're out.
What's the fact?
Having Jack? A white round eye working for you. Makes you look really impressive.
I bet.
So you can get a job there if you look good in the suit. This. Shut it! If you look good in the suit and you clean shaving, so you and I are out. But you can sit in the front and they give you like a glass office so everyone can see you, and they have like other potential business
but
partners.
What are you doing?
And you're just writing scripts or playing games or doing. You're pretending you're working. And that's all you're doing. And they
I gotta
pay you
say,
a wage.
That sounds very appealing.
That's pretty fucking sweet, right? Yeah.
They'll However, also have you go out like to the factories, like in the countryside, where people have never seen a white person before, and they're like, "Wow, like this company is like serious business."
Where did you find this random fact?
So here's another part of the downside of this random.
He was looking
fact
for work.
Is,
Chinese food every day for lunch.
That'd be awesome. There's a lot of
for the first
shady,
2 weeks. It would be
shady businesses over there.
Yeah,
and
I'll say.
One of them folded. Where this one actor guy, I can't remember his name because I don't have the article in front of me, but he was working for one of these Chinese companies, and the company folded because they were all like stealing from. There was like this real like Ponzi scheme, and there was a bunch of illegal activity going on. And when they're all questioned, they all blame the fucking white guy. They're
of
like, the white guy's our boss, and he's the guy, even though they hired him just so the Beijing police came and like broke down his door.
What?
And they're like, you're arrested. And he got out of it. He proved his way out of it. He's like, no, I was a fake person, a fake worker. I wasn't even working there. But
I love how that would be acceptable
and
to
I
the police.
Immediately thought that would be a great fucking storyline for a movie. That would be a great movie. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, it would suck because it would be like one white guy in China for 2 hours. That would suck.
One guy already, in China makes a boring
it's
movie.
It's sort of been done before where the guy gets set up by the company and then he fights his way out of it.
But not set up to the point where
it's
he's like some 25-year-old dumb kid with like, without an education or really pretending to be the boss of a big company.
I got a random.
And that company going down like causes the entire economic downturn of the entire country. Yeah. So he's
stop
like,
writing like Michael Bay, okay?
I've got a random fact for you.
Things start exploding.
Here's my random fact. There's not a single company in America that wants a Chinese guy in a glass office in front.
It's true. Unless they're
let's keep the accountants up front, you know what I'm saying?
Unless it's like Panda Express.
No, but I mean like where they're just using him as a showpiece.
No, Panda Express. Because if they have like a Mexican at the top of Panda Express, that's going
to
look bad.
Both the Panda Expresses I used to go to were all Mexican.
Yeah, I know. It's a bad sign.
And then there's a Chinese guy working in the El Dorito taco shop.
Well, I always find it offensive that usually at Pan Express, they have the Asian person working at the counter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, like that's just, you just happen to hire an Asian.
Yeah, what a quinky-dink.
You know?
So they're the ones that do the
customer
service. What did
you just say? A quinky chink?
Yeah, what a quinky dink.
Wow. Speaking of fast food and going into it, okay, so Diana actually sent me a text today asking me to tell my neighbor story. Because I started to tell it last week and got sidetracked. But
what, on this show?
Not a neighbor story, but it's something that happened in my neighborhood. I go to Subway on my way home a lot of the time after Loveline, after this show sometimes.
Did you get a Veggie Delight?
No, I don't like delightful things.
Mike doesn't like sandwiches, but he likes the Veggie Delight.
The Veggie Delight is amazing, and especially if you get some vinegar on it, you make sure they put everything on it.
I like protein.
Including the hot peppers and the black olives.
I need something dead.
No, you got to try it. This is the best sandwich I've ever had at Subway.
I need something with a face.
Eat my dead twin's head.
Something with the face. Oh, my God. My fish died a couple days ago.
I
cried.
What was your fish?
Debo. I cried. It was so sad.
It was our, yeah.
I didn't bury him. Didn't flush him. You know what I did? Got a flower pot.
Sushied him.
Put him in the flower pot. Put some wildflower seeds on top. So there's going to be flowers.
You didn't grow a fish flower.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
I would love it if a bunch of fish grew out of
that
pot.
That's not how it works.
No,
guys.
But if the flowers had fish heads.
Doesn't work that way, but.
Flowers
it kind of works like
gonna
that.
Be pretty. It's going to be pretty. I'm going to think, Debo's still living through the flowers.
You know what would be the coolest thing to do?
His little body was laying at the bottom, and you know what was really made me sad? Is I fed him in the morning, and like sometimes he doesn't come up. Because betas are the best. Betas, like, come out, and they see you. Like, they say good morning to you. They don't really say it, but they swim up to the, you know, they see you. They're like dogs.
What do you mean they don't really say it?
Thanks for clarifying
that.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, they say it, but they don't really say it.
I want to make sure you guys knew that what I meant. But sometimes he doesn't get up in the morning, so I like the dogs. They're lazy. So I put the food. I give him 2 pellets every morning, 2 pellets every night. And I saw his little dead body when I got home at like 2 in the morning, and I was like really sad. And then I looked for the pellets, and they were gone. So I'm like, oh, he came up. He was well enough this morning when I left.
He probably choked on one of them. He was waiting for the
Heimlich. No, he didn't.
Okay, here's
choke.
The thing. I don't know much about fish. I don't know much about fish. But if
you think he drowned?
If you took that fish, that dead fish, and put him in like some kind of container and let the sun dry him out and until all the meat was gone, would you have a little fish skeleton like in the cartoons?
I don't think so. No, I think the scales would hold up as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
What if you dropped in some acid?
I think you need to get a giant fish and scale it first and then take away a lot of the fillet.
Yeah, like in the cartoons, the cat always had the head and it was just a skeleton behind it.
Yeah, like even like Salton Sea. Let's not talk about it for the next 30 minutes. But
those are fish bodies.
Those are fish bodies, but like you can still see the scales and stuff. You don't see like the...
Yeah.
I was rewatching the Hitler getting mad where he finds out that we didn't go to the Salton Sea. It was so goddamn funny.
Okay, those are... explain what that is, Tyler.
Just go on YouTube and type in Hitler and after disaster. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, we really need to focus on not doing all inside jokes.
But there's two
yeah,
of
so
those.
From now on, we need to make a disclosure every time we say something like this, like the Hitler video. You need to explain it to our new listener.
They're from that movie Downfall, which is on Netflix, which you said you haven't seen, so you need to watch
it. I saw it. I watched it. Good. It was okay.
I saw The People versus George Lucas yesterday.
So good.
I liked it. Yeah.
So good.
You know what I liked about it is the fact that you don't side with either one. Like
it makes really good points all the way through.
You're totally into Lucas. Oh, he's a genius. He created all this magical stuff. And then you side with the fans. You're like, yeah, fuck
him.
That's
the sign of a good movie.
And then by the end, you're kind of like, I don't know who I like.
Yeah, they're both right.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
And wrong.
It's a German scene where Hitler's like screaming at his generals, but people dub it with funny things. So they dubbed it about the after disaster, and it's quite humorous.
And there's like 2 or 3 of them, right?
Yes.
3 or 4.
Someone also, a new YouTube account has popped up called The Best of AD, and their first one they released today was the episode 3 Shadowfang scenario.
Okay, well now we have to explain
that. Wow, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time. And my favorite line is Mike just talking about how he's, I'm not really clear on this Shadowfang thing.
It doesn't sound funny out of context.
It's funny.
You
got to explain it now.
No, I'm not. Just go on YouTube. Type
each answer brings up 3 more questions.
Shadowfang. Oh, we were also discussed in a forum called absolutepunk.net, I think, in a politics section where they were talking about racism.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And apparently we're like on the forefront of pushing the boundaries of racism.
I don't think we are, though.
Oh, my God.
Finish your Subway story and I'll pull it up.
I don't think we are.
Oh, my God.
On the Film Vault tonight, I was talking about – no, I won't even say that. I don't want to perpetuate that. But
I love how we just did that whole discussion about Chinese people, and then Tyler brings that up, and Anderson's going to argue, no, we're not.
We're not.
It wasn't racist.
There's nothing
about
the Chinese.
I think being on the forefront of racism is better than just being called racist.
I'm not I hire Mexicans all the time.
All the time? You did it once.
It's true.
All right, tell your Subway story.
Okay, so I go to Subway, and it's hot as fuck. All right? It's normally AC, but obviously the air conditioning. But you walk in, you're like, oh, it sucks. It would be awful if I was one of these guys working here right now. 24-hour yeah. Subway. The AC broke. It's a heat wave. It was like a couple weeks ago when it was a heat wave.
I find it weird that you still stay there because I wouldn't want to eat that meat after it's been.
No, because that's all like their refrigeration is still all good. I can see the coolness there.
Oh, got it.
It's just the actual store is as hot as it can be. So the guy comes out and I'm like, ah, when's your AC break? And I feel immediately regret even asking that because I'm sure he's been hearing it all night, you know. And it's just it's like seeing a guy with a broken leg and going, hey, what happened to your leg? So yeah, then Mike. He explains it. He's like, at 1 o'clock, you know, this afternoon. It happened last year. It was like this for a week. I'm like, oh, I'm a suck. I'm sorry. You should get overtime. You know, I have this conversation. A guy comes in with his girlfriend. Typical low-life, gangster, living in the valley type guy. Like socks pulled up to his knees, shaved head.
Damn, man, let me give us some sandwiches.
Sounded like that a little bit. He walks in and goes, fuck, it's hot in here. What the fuck, eh? Why is it so fucking hot in here? And I'm like, really, dude? You got to perpetuate the horrible stereotype. It's like, obviously the AC is not working. Yeah. You're a customer. You have to deal with it for a minute or go somewhere else. The poor guy behind the counter making nothing, he has to – that's really the way. And then his girlfriend trails in like 20 seconds later. Fuck, it's hot.
Yeah,
why the fuck
couple.
Is it so fucking hot in here? What the fuck? And she's like mad at the guy. And I'm thinking, are we really that going backwards in time? It's getting just, closer and closer to cavemen?
They're just stupid people.
Really stupid. I hate it.
Hey, how was that?
They both got meatball subs.
We might be having a negative effect on racism.
How was that sandwich where the guy's sweat was dripping up his face right into your meat?
I was watching
the sweaty delight.
And he's talking a lot. And I don't like it when they talk.
No, stuff's flying out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying, Tyler, about negative effect on racism?
So here's this is the post in this forum.
This is punk rock where everyone goes to get their political.
The thread is called Daily Racist Experiences.
Okay.
That's good. And we are on page 135.
What? 135 of that post?
Mm-hmm. That's says, she's not my friend anymore. And my point is that I feel like Tosh.0 and shows in media that have a similar sense of humor, parentheses, the podcast The After Disaster, uh-huh. for instance, are making racist grow balls big enough to express it in public now. I'm not necessarily talking about ultra-conservative Christian squares that we all know and love. I'm talking about the next level of hipster racism where you can basically say anything hateful in public and think it's okay simply because you don't think you're as dumb as the ultra-conservative actual racists, which is kind of like what you're always talking about.
Okay, that's interesting, but I don't think we say things that are hateful. I think we try to make jokes.
No, we do, but they're saying that we are empowering people to be like, yeah, I'm being funny like they are.
No, we're not trying to be funny, though. I don't try to be funny with racism.
That's correct. That's correct.
Are you trying to be serious with racism?
Absolutely.
No, but sometimes
message out there.
Sometimes you guys know.
Absolute punk isn't where we're going to stop. We need to be on absolute white power.
But here's the thing, and I need to make this clear to people.
Oh, God.
I like you guys, but the few people. Here's what I don't need on my Facebook page, is I say something horrible, and then someone writes back, yeah, why don't you fuck that bitch in the ass? I'm like, whoa, that's not what I said, and I don't need that kind of response on stuff my family looks at. You know, so it does. We do get that because I do see if I post something that's clearly not. You know what I mean? If I post something that's very cynical,
yes.
and very sarcastic, and people will respond with a serious answer because they think I'm being serious. Like if I post something that's so ludicrous, it's racist, but it's so insane, you know, it's a joke. I will get responses from racists going,
brother. The thing I'm most upset about what you just read is it suggests that Tosh led us to this place. Fuck that.
Mm.
Yeah, we started this racist shit.
That's right.
I don't think we say anything that's dangerous that perpetuates or gives racism a pass
at all.
Well,
that one thing about
what?
Lynching.
Have we ever made a show where we didn't talk at one point, say the words
because
racist,
it's so
racism,
goddamn
racism.
Big and in our face. You know what, though? Where we are very
it's in our
wrong.
Faces.
Yeah, you know what else is big and in our face?
We live in L.A.
These microphones.
And if we lived in New York or like these big metropolises where you know it's a melting pot and everyone kind of we see all the different creeds and people every day and we get along with everyone.
I hate that band.
Creed is bad. But it's like it's easy for us to think that it's not that bad out there. Same with like homosexuality. But I know that there are other – and I'm not going to say the middle of the country, but smaller communities where this stuff is much scarier and much more
it's
real.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
They're more sensitive to it. You know what I mean? Like to us, we can't believe that racism still exists to a dangerous level. but I'm sure it does. And
of course it does, especially when you go to, when you drive through like Texas and friggin' Louisiana and stuff.
But I maintain that,
yeah,
like,
they chase all the white people out of
Missouri.
Town.
As
up.
Soon as anyone says anything racist, I like fucking cringe. As soon as they,
yeah,
say,
especially when it's legit.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
I don't want
to. Funny. I give it
back. I had a fan experience.
Kidding. That's not. That's very funny.
I was walking out of the Expendables 2.
Why would you do that?
Me and
was
my friend.
You were walking out, or
no,
you were
no,
exiting?
No, we had finished the
okay,
film.
Okay, good, because it's a great movie.
No,
I was pissed off when you, I thought you walked out of it.
No, 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 no.
Art.
No, yes, it was. It was Jean-Claude Van Damme was awesome. He was very good.
It's really
did
the movie
he do
that
some
we should,
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
We should send a signal out into space hoping that like some mm-hmm, intelligent mm-hmm. life finds it and knows what we're about.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that should represent us as a species.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking out with my two friends, and then I hear someone say my name behind me.
You don't have two.
You're right. I was walking out by myself, and I hear someone go, Tyler, and I turn around, and I'm like, hi. And he's like, hi, I love the podcast.
Oh, that's
cool. I was like, thanks. And I signed an autograph for $80.
Wow. Did you really sign an autograph?
80? No. No,
I get 80.
No. I think his name was Dan. Dan, if I don't remember your name, it's because I was extremely hungover. So
how do people recognize you? That's weird.
I love that you say Dan.
You probably
if I don't
heard me.
Name.
I was doing cannon drops during the film.
You bring a little sampler with
doing.
You.
You know, what he, you know what he was doing?
Oh,
in the
shit.
Movie. He was going, that's a really good drop, what Jean-Claude Van Damme just said. Can't wait till it comes out on DVD so I can make it part of my podcast.
Why do I?
The After Disaster podcast, that is.
Oh, we should sponsor like a trailer before.
Back to the movie. We should pay homeless people to go into theaters and yell the name of our show.
No.
Homeless.
We go to the Arclights and we kill the people that go
what
in.
What is Arclight?
The Arclight theaters, you know, where the guy comes in and tells you what movie you're going to see.
I hate that so
much. I know, it's the worst.
The expensive movie
theaters. We hide those guys in the closet, and then we come out and do it. We're like, you're going to see a movie, but first, you should watch. You should listen to this podcast.
We hide them in the closet?
We hide them in the closet?
Or we can
them.
Kill them, I guess.
So far, the thing you've said that makes the least amount of sense is, I don't remember that guy's name, but Dan. I'm sorry,
no,
I don't remember
I said
your name.
I might be getting it wrong, but I'm pretty
okay,
sure it was Dan.
All right.
No, but then after that, you said, Dan, I might not know you. I might not
and
have your
I
name
said,
right.
And I said, damn, I can't believe we're saying.
Damn.
Like some guy's like, is he talking about me? My name's
I think
not
he was
Dan.
There with his family, and they were like his wife and kids or something, and they're like, who are you talking to? Like, I think the secret came out.
Like, and then he's like,
he's going to have to be like,
I met him at San Francisco
that's
Jack's.
Great. A guy came up to me in Costco, and he was super nice, and he's like, can I get a picture with you? And
he
it was
just, like, were you in the parking lot?
No, I was inside looking at insoles for my shoes.
Jesus.
God damn it, you're
exciting
old.
Exciting Tuesday for my
what's
Carano.
Going on,
hey,
Carano.
If you think that makes me old, guess how many pairs I bought.
18.
In the past 2 months. Three. And the ones I just got that are in these shoes are the best ones.
Are they
far.
Lifts? They're making them
no,
lift
no. They're just pads.
Pabs.
To give you more, less shock.
Listen.
But did he know you from just your videos? Or?
I rapped. No, from this show.
Nice.
It's fucking hot in here. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. I'm going to kill you,
guess
SA.
I guess Anderson bro. Hasn't met any fans. That's unfortunate.
I've met a number of fans. I just don't talk about it. It's embarrassing and it's odd. And it's weird. I listen to a lot of shows and it's rare that I hear them talk about fan experiences.
My friends were like, what was that? And I was like, a listener of my podcast. And they're like, I've never even fucking listened to your podcast. What the fuck?
That's right.
It's like nice friends.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal friends. With that. I realize that we're an anomaly. If we lived in the normal world, which is like, you know, 20 years ago world, we don't exist. So
why was 20 years ago the normal world?
Because that's before the internet made the world abnormal.
We would have zero listeners 20 years ago.
Listen to this thought that I had, guys. All right. This is a good one. I liked it. My sister, I was talking to Ashley about it. She's been on the podcast.
Explain Ashley.
Ashley is my biological sister. She's 5 years younger than me.
One head.
She was in here. A number of weeks ago, she did the show, and she loves rave music. Rave music she
yes,
loves.
She does.
Deadmau5. Okay. So we're talking about ghosts. Ashley's very into ghosts. She spent the night
I thought
a couple,
you meant that movie.
Last week, she spent the night because she got hammered.
Nice.
And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to talk about her. Her boyfriend said, I'm not coming in with her. She's too hammered. I'm going to leave her there.
Nice.
Ashley likes to get drunk and have a good time. And she throws on some drinks and she just has a good time. You'll see that at the wedding.
Wait, not going in where?
Can't wait.
My house.
Okay.
We had a few people back to my house, and her boyfriend, who I like a lot, didn't want to come. He's like, nah, I'll come back and get her tomorrow.
Ray.
So Ashley, I didn't have to tell any of that.
First
part.
Of all, Ray.
Jillian's going to give me shit for telling that. I'm disclosing too much. But hey, it's my sister. I disclose what I want.
Yeah, I'll disclose whatever about my sister.
I met Ray, right?
I don't know. Did you?
Didn't he come to Universal?
He called. He was on the show. He's the Ray's the guy that
he's
called
the one
up.
That quit like a boss.
He's the one who quit in. He walked in. He did the walk in.
Oh, yeah.
Did he call her a cunt?
Yeah, tell that story again in case there's a new listener.
especially
since
those
old episodes aren't available for
Well, again, you can't. That was a perfect example of bringing up something that anyone who's listening now
I said Ray's
know.
The one who called, and he gave us the great I quit story. I mean, that's enough. It's not like people are just completely lost. They know that a guy named Ray called in.
This podcast, we're going to end up going like 900 episodes because about every 150 episodes we'll start just rehashing
recap.
Everything that's happened.
Hey, that's a great idea. We can do a fifth one a month and recap the last four episodes, except for I don't remember anything
episode?
That happened.
A Cliff Notes?
A clip show? Every five shows
the
a clip show.
Disaster?
We're that important that we have to clip our own show every five. There's no show in history.
We do play of our show.
All right.
The problem is I can't remember what happened.
So my house, there might be some. If there is hauntings in the world, I've heard really weird shit in my house. I heard Jillian get out of bed, and I went to say hello to her, and the door was closed, and she was still in bed. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. I thought for sure I heard her. And as I was turning my back, I heard two footsteps like right in front of me. And all three of the dogs were in the bed. It was creepy shit. I get like the chills just thinking about this, actually. And the lady that used to live there, I guess she had some sexual abuse in her past.
I listened to your podcast.
And she went ahead and had all the windows cocked shut. Like she took cock and shut them all. So, I mean, there's some weird shit. But
maybe that was just the excuse. It was really to keep ghosts out.
Keep them in.
Keeping
the ghosts in.
And actually, she was so, you know,
I'm ghosting from inside the house.
Feeling so little, such little bane that she, I put her to bed in the guest room, which is the room that I think might be.
Did someone say bane?
Bane. So, as she wakes up in the morning, we're talking about ghosts and
nice morning conversation.
Yeah, and I was talking about if I was a ghost, what I'd do, and what a lot of guys would do, and then it occurred to me,
Just jacking off ghosts everywhere.
No, girls' locker rooms would be the most haunted places in the world. Am I right?
Well, most girl athletes are lesbians.
I'm not talking about athletes. I'm talking about like gym locker rooms. High school girl locker room, college girl locker room.
Ghost pedophile.
Do you have to wait if they're 18 if you're a ghost?
No.
Mike is really supportive of the ghost right there. No!
Isn't it true?
I've looked into this.
Isn't that true that like, girls locker rooms?
The bylaws of being a ghost clearly state.
Changing rooms and girls' locker rooms would be exceptionally haunted if ghosts were free to roam.
I gotta say you're right, but because I was trying to think of another place girls would just be hanging out with their clothes off, and there's not many that are where they're in bulk.
Yeah, that's where they're in bulk. So if ghosts were a reality, ghost hunters should be hanging out during the day in these fucking girls' locker rooms.
Changing rooms for sure.
Yeah.
I bet there's
with
a
their
better,
little EVPs.
There's gonna be a better spot, like
where
backstage at a Victoria's Secret, a fashion show.
No.
That would be haunted,
that's
too,
just,
that could be haunted.
That's way better.
That's just people getting dressed and stuff, and they're weird.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdos back there. I wouldn't want to hang out. Because I was talking, actually, here's how it came up. Here's how fucking lame I am. I was talking
You'd rather see the, like, high school girls?
No. Well, they're 18.
The seniors, I mean.
Yeah. Because the young ones, they're too shy to change anyways. They wait until they're filled out a little bit, and then when they're – oh, Jesus Christ.
What are you talking about?
Thanks for taking the heat off of me.
Yeah, seriously. Mike's like a new man.
I was kidding.
I don't know what you're talking about, sicko.
Yeah. Mike's rubbing off of
me. Tables have been turned.
I didn't like that choice of you. I didn't like that choice of words at all that Mike's rubbing off of me. Just last week on the film ball, I was talking about how I spent a lot of time in parking lots across from elementary schools. I don't know why I was saying that, and I wish I didn't. Okay.
I don't go near schools. I just park in a parking lot.
That's prudent, Mike.
With my binoculars.
But yeah, when I was missing hockey a lot,
Mike can perfectly eyeball what 200 yards is.
I was so obsessed with hockey, guys, when they lost the entire season to a lockout, that I actually found myself going to like beer leagues. And I swear to God, Culver City down the street, it was across the street from Pep Boys, and I had to buy some stuff from Pep Boys. I'm like, I'm going to go check it out. There's a game going on right now. And I watched like 45-year-old fat men play hockey, and it was entertaining. And at that moment, I realized if I was a ghost and I died and NHL came back and I was roaming the earth, I would like hang out right in the middle of the earth, of the ice. And
best seats ever.
It'd be the best seats.
Best seats.
Float around the puck.
Oh, that's the best.
What?
And
what
then
I'll
go to the girls' locker room.
What
you could stand in the goalie spot and see what it's like to be a goalie.
Oh, it'd be so great. It'd be so good. And then what if that's a Twilight Zone. And then I'm like, oh, I'm a ghost and I'm haunting this place. And then I realize, oh, wait, no, that's my heaven.
Wouldn't that be frustrating?
I'm in heaven.
You're looking at a bunch of girls changing and you're just nothing you can do.
I don't know. Who knows?
You might have a ghost dick.
I love that.
Yeah,
that.
But not your ghost dick, people just go right. It just goes right through people.
Not one of the three of us have talked about how we're a spirit and we'd still have sexual desires, and that's weird. Not one of us. Like, why are we procreating?
Or the desire to hang out at hockey games.
Are we procreating?
Hold on. Before we go on, what is at the end of this clip of the hockey thing? Don't say anything.
Somebody yelling because it's a...
Get it? What is that's Anderson's ghost.
That's a poorly done sample where they left that in.
Mm-hmm. I think it was probably Anderson.
It came with the thing, all right?
What about 1-800-LOUD-191, the six people that have been on hold for an hour and 15 minutes?
Sure, we do have some people.
Open and honest. Someone was tweeting today that someone said that they had to be open and honest, and they just started laughing because of us.
I want to talk about... Yeah, you hear that in the real world sometimes. I want to talk real quick about this phenomena, and I think the guy might be in the building. I'm 90% sure that he's gone, but is there someone here? Did you see any people?
I think I saw Reggie earlier.
No, but like an engineer type.
Oh, I didn't see anything.
There's some changes going on in this building. We have a new very
changes.
Large company coming in that everyone has heard of. I'm not going to name the name. NBC Sports. And they have some engineers that are, fixing some things up. There's a bunch of changes. They pulled out all the cubicles, and they're putting up TVs and all this new equipment and stuff.
Football phones?
And football phones, yeah.
Yeah, classy businessman football phones.
So there's a guy here the other night, late night, with us at Loveline. And he's a typical engineer making computers work. He's like the kind of guy that you would see in that great documentary, oh my God! What's the name of the
famous engineers?
No,
the Ken Burns.
The one
series.
about it's the 3-part documentary. I was just talking about it. I hate when my brain dies.
The people versus engineers.
It's based on the same book that Pirates of the Silicon Valley was based on. Triumph of the Nerds. Very good. I think it's called that. Anyways, only works with machines pretty much. Really awkward. One of these guys. And we had Tito Ortiz on. He was our guest that night. Mm-hmm. The UFC mm-hmm. fighter. And the engineer guy, who I guess I've met before, because he comes up and goes, "Hey, Anderson." I go, "How the fuck do you know my name?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Who's your guest? Who is that guy?" I'm like, "Oh, his name's Tito Ortiz." And he kind of gives me a weird look like, "Yeah, I think I've heard of his name or something." I'm like, "Yeah, he's a UFC fighter." He's like, okay, yeah. Rings a bell. Yeah, I was hoping it was somebody I was into. An hour goes by.
Wouldn't you know who they were if you're into them? Who is that guy? That's Bob Dylan. Oh, my God, I love him.
An hour goes by. The show's going on, and this engineer guy starts hanging around my booth, trying to come into the studio, asking when the next break is because he wants his autograph and he wants his picture with him.
What?
And it was awkward and creepy and weird. And the guy, just an hour before, told me he didn't really even know who Tito Ortiz was.
He went and looked him up, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
But what
that's
is
weird
that?
And creepy. What I don't like it.
Did it happen?
Yeah.
Did
I kept
you
putting
facilitate
it off. I kept putting it off. I kept going, you know what? The next break will probably be better. Because, Tito was in here talking to, Drew and Mike and Simone and doing the show. He doesn't want to be bothered by somebody he doesn't know coming in taking a picture.
No, they
especially
love that.
For bullshit. No, but not for.
And I was thinking, like, it'd be one thing if the guy said, "Oh my God, that's Tito Ortiz. I can't believe that. He's my favorite." Yeah. I would have totally facilitated it. But he just. What is that?
It's even
it's
worse.
Basically what happened with me at the movie theater.
It's nothing like that.
It's even worse than when you're at a party and someone doesn't know who someone is and somebody else is excited about them and then they run over to glom on too because they're like, "Oh, that guy's famous. I need to be part of this."
So gross.
Yeah.
So gross. Human beings are fucking gross. That's why
they're the worst.
That's why I get
they're
really
the worst.
Upset.
That's why I'm only friends with lions.
Yeah. Me too. Christian.
You're a lion's alliance?
Christian the lion.
I was lying right there when I said that.
I'm not going to take that one lying down, Mike.
Meerkats.
Stop it.
What? You just completely switched it to
meerkats? Meerkats are friendly.
What the fuck?
That's true. If I had to cuddle with any animal in Africa, it'd probably be a meerkat.
Oh, no. I'd go.
Cuddle with a meerkat? There's nothing to cuddle. They're just like bones and
if you
got to
cuddle,
fur.
You take a panda, you take his teeth out and fill him with sedatives. That's a good cuddler.
Wait, you put sedatives in the teeth so you can just lick his teeth and
then he bites you, you get another injection. You're like,
did you guys see those photos?
You fill his teeth with sedatives? Oh, wait, you filled it. Okay, never mind.
Did you guys, see those photos inside an elephant womb?
No,
I don't.
Just like a little tiny baby.
I have a strict policy of not looking at pictures taken inside of animals.
Someone took a camera in there, or they send like one of those?
They put a Mars rover in the elephant.
They put Rick Moranis in there.
That's why you haven't seen him lately. He actually shrunk himself. He just does science experiments for people.
Yeah.
Honey, I Fucked the Kids is the most controversial porn of our time.
Is that your red fact? Jesus Christ.
Where did that come from? Didn't you say
it's
something
a comics,
about it?
It's a comics joke. It's a comics punchline.
You said it before, right?
If I did, I pointed out it was a comics joke.
Okay.
You cite your sources, bro.
Let's go. What are we doing?
Take some
calls. Jesus Christ.
I mean, this is not probably
what if it
good.
Is Jesus Christ? We are fucked.
Hey, Jesus, you're on the after disaster.
First of all, you're not allowed to go in the girls' locker room.
Guess higher what? The- all three of you are going to be ghosts, and you're staying in a men's prison.
Hi, you're in the after disaster.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. I thought your voice was sexy until that last
time. I didn't tell you this, guys, but I just called the sex line. This call was actually an out call that she didn't call us. Hi, right. Tammy. What are you wearing?
What?
Seriously, what are you wearing?
Yeah, but honestly, Mike needs to know.
Well, I'm over 17, so.
So you're wearing, like, grown-up clothes.
So what's up, Tammy? Have you called before?
Yeah, I have. I'm the one.
You can't ring the new bell call.
You compare me to Mother Goose, and that I live in a land, and my back hurts.
Do you think this is this the right show you're calling?
Yes, she's a nice lady that I like. I don't know. She has back pains.
Oh, yeah. Say Tyler.
What?
Oh yeah, Tyler's been nice to me. Yeah, you guys always forget about me. That's okay. No, that's okay.
No, we don't. We talk about you every day.
Yeah. Right. I wanted to apologize, but I don't know if it really matters because.
Wait, I just
want
to point out how rude Tyler is to you.
What?
You're talking. Tyler played some music and is checking his messages.
What? I played the music because he was talking about a sex line.
He was so enthralled with checking his messages, he couldn't even turn that friggin' music down.
It's
true.
Oh.
Tammy, go ahead. Tyler, please.
No, a couple weeks ago,
Tyler.
I called and.
God damn you.
And I don't think I had a good phone connection or something.
Okay,
and
it's clear as a bell tonight.
Talked over you, and I had no idea I did.
No, I thought you were just trying to pay homage to our show. Because that's what we do. We talk over each other.
Is it homage or is it homage?
It's either or.
I get this argument so much.
What was that, Tammy? Do you have an answer? Is it homage or homage?
It's homage.
Yes.
I'm actually smart.
Yeah, I'm college educated too. It's tough when you're always around people who aren't, isn't it?
Are you really?
Yeah. In grad school too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, you
I'm
got
like
me beat.
Very overeducated for being.
Hey man, I went to rad school. So.
She just said she's overeducated for being mentally challenged.
I went to brad school.
Which was mean for her
Brad.
To say about herself.
Come
Tammy,
over here and go to nad school, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Tammy, so you don't work, right? You sit at home and take pain meds, if I recall.
That's what I do for a living.
You take pain meds.
Yeah, I was actually something in common with Mike's girlfriend? Speech language.
You made him take you to the airport a lot.
Go ahead, Tammy.
You don't like anything I like.
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear that.
It's all right, Mike. Tyler's making snide comments.
You'll hear
about
tomorrow
Mike's
on iTunes.
Ex-girlfriend. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm actually nice, but no.
You know what I found, though, is people that say they're nice are usually evil fucks.
Anderson says he's nice.
Oh, all the time.
I know.
Hey, check it out, you guys. I'm holding my mic like it's
true.
A baby.
No, I just, I don't know what you guys said, so I just wanted to.
Oh, my God, Tammy, it doesn't matter. It had nothing to do with you. It was Tyler making fun of Mike's ex-girlfriend, okay?
Oh, are the ex true?
Oh, my God. You said. I have a lot of things in common with my ex-girlfriend, and you'll never hear it if you talk over it. And then Tyler said, you asked Mike to take you to the airport a lot? And then you started saying, I didn't hear what was said.
Oh.
Now we're doing play-by-play of our own show within the show.
Thank you for the rewind. No, I'm not. No, I don't do that.
All right, what do you have in common with her?
Oh.
Speech pathologist.
Language pathology.
Oh.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Oh,
Anderson.
Me being in Heimer.
What?
Me literally when I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I was at camp.
Rodney Bingenheimer. For those of you who might not know, he's legendary DJ out here. He's on the world famous K-Rock. Still,
Mike
he comes
Carano,
on Sunday
my number
nights.
One studio.
Right after Loveline. He has a penchant for girls.
Yeah,
the younger persuasion.
He does?
When I say younger, I mean like they're teens, like late teens. Early 20s.
Isn't he kind of weird looking?
Well, he's Rodney.
Very, I was in Cantor's with my friend. And
Cantor's is a Jewish deli.
And I'm Jewish.
Mm-hmm. 24-hour Jewish deli in the Fairfax district. Been there forever. Legendary.
Flash's best friend owns the place.
Whose?
His family. Flash from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah, his best friend.
Saul Rubin, isn't that his name?
Slash's mom banged David Bowie. Next.
Yeah, she
Berries and Spice.
Yeah, that's a true story. It's a random fact.
But anyway, so I was with my friend, and my friend was 18. I was 17, and I was joking, just saying, oh, Rodney.
So combined, it's 17 and a half.
He's here. And
am I doing the math right?
You are.
I got in an argument about who's paying for dessert, and then my friend goes, Jeremy, Rodney Bingenheimer is sitting right behind you, and we look, and we both started laughing hysterically because how funny his hair was.
That's nice. So,
but then I was still starstruck, so I went up to him for his autograph on a napkin, and then I thought it was over, and then we laughed again about how he would do his hair.
That's so sad.
What did his hair look like when he woke up?
How old are you now, Tammy?
17.
I'm in my 30s.
Okay, so this is like 15, 20 years ago.
It was in the 90s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he was more of a name and stuff. So you did kind of what that engineer didn't hear. It's like, look, he's funny, but I need his autograph. He looks funny. I have no respect for that man, but I must bother him and get his autograph.
So did you sleep with him?
Tammy?
Pregnant pause.
Tammy?
Is she on?
Did she get mad at us, you think?
Is she on?
She's on. I didn't touch her. She's not on. What happened? Did you do that?
No.
Tammy, did you put yourself on hold?
Hello?
It was better with the pause, by the way. It's more dramatic.
All right. So unless he bangs the both of you by the end of the story, it's over? Is the story over?
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you have matzo ball soup? Is that where you're going to end with?
Well, I don't remember, actually. But he came over to our table and just started asking us questions.
He does that. Yeah. I went to a...
Berkeley at the time.
Okay.
I was going up there.
I years ago.
I can't tell where the story.
I was at a K-Rock show years and years ago with like four or five girls, and
buddy.
I was in the VIP section having a drink, and I remember Rodney comes over and he just stands by us, and he like recognized me, kind of, but not enough to know my name, and
hey,
he's just kind of looking at me.
Podcast in like 10 years.
And looking at the girls and then looking at me, kind of like waiting for me to like
introduce him.
Yeah, it was so weird and awkward. Yeah.
Did you introduce him as John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith?
No. I said, hey, guys, this is Robert Smith's little brother. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What up, brah?
What up, brah? yeah. I was the marry one, fuck one, kill one guy. It was on like a month ago, I think.
Marry one, kill one, fuck one
the
guy.
Fail one. I failed hella hard.
I love that our callers. You know what I love is that our callers give their credits.
And they don't say their names.
Next question, you say, oh, you go one.
I'd like to see that, like a show, like a talk show, like a nighttime talk show where like the guest comes out and says what they did. They don't get the plugs from like Conan. Like they have to come out and say, "Hey, Conan, you know me from."
That'd be so awkward.
That'd be pretty sweet. If you just give your own, you give your own credits, and after a while, people just wouldn't want to do it probably because they'd be embarrassed. Like, fuck this, I don't.
No,
want to
they
do
wouldn't.
It.
They wouldn't be embarrassed.
Well,
they
publicists
would love to do
wouldn't plug them on it.
Hey, you see me on Conan O'Brien. You see me on.
No one would have Michael J. Fox on because it takes forever.
Hey, you know the After Disaster right
Harrison
now.
Ford.
That's not what I meant, Mike.
First you saw me in American Graffiti, then you saw me in Star Wars, then you saw me in Indiana Jones, and I did that President movie.
That we were talking about
then
Michael J. Fox.
Went out
yeah,
Harrison
Ford. He thinks that they don't want Michael J. Fox because he's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Then Back to the
Mike's
Future.
Mike's not as mean as I am.
And Spin
hey,
City.
Kill me, fuck me, Love Me? Was that what it was?
Wow, someone make that
like,
a song,
I think
please.
It's like something to do with Roseanne or something. But I got a random fact challenge for you guys.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Random fact challenge.
Challenge. Oh, I was going to do that, too. I was going to do the Echo, too.
All right, guys.
All right. But yeah, if you get it right, I'll donate 6 mugs. All right. What is the most culturally diverse city in America? And I'll give you a clue so it's like easier. It's in California.
Culturally diverse city.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because there's so many goddamn cities like in LA alone? You know what I mean?
You, like, you
is it gonna be like
Monrovia?
Well, you don't think New
something?
York is the most culturally diverse?
It's in California.
He did his own census. He did a Mary
is it like
fuck
a metro-
die census.
Is it like a major metropolis or is it like
it's a major city? But it's not one of the ones you'd think.
Is it? Do they have a sports team? Any sports team?
Yes, they do have a sports team.
Like a professional sports team, not college.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
I'm
getting it.
So it's not Temple City.
I'm going with Sacramento.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yes! Six mugs, bitch!
Give me those mugs, bitch!
I'm going
to donate 6 mugs.
I was going to say San Jose. Is that because of all the legislature we have up there?
Wait, he's actually listening with someone.
I'm in a cultural psych class, and they threw that at me today.
A cultural psych class?
Psych.
That sounds like a bullshit class.
I'm a psych major. But they threw it out today, so I was like,
and now you're throwing us 6 mugs.
I gotta say, honestly, I find that
like 6 bones. Oh, we should have known because you said hella too. That was an indicator that you're in NorCal.
Well, he didn't say that that's where he lived. He didn't say he lived
in
the cultural.
But, you know, that's why it stuck out to him because he's like, hey, bro, I hella live there.
That's odd though because I know there's more people blending in New York because I've been to Sacramento quite a few times.
I like Mike doesn't have facts, but he's believing his own thoughts versus the guy who in class today was told.
You know what though? It's not accurate because it probably goes off the Census Bureau, right?
I don't know. It was throwing us.
That's probably where they get it from. The census, like there's
like all our textbooks.
So many people who don't fill out the census.
Oh yeah, most Hispanics don't fill it out.
Okay, we're not a racist.
Clearly, they need to so that it's more diverse, Mike.
Yeah, but they don't because they're afraid that IRS is going to come.
I didn't fill mine out because I didn't want the fucking government knowing. Yeah. I'm off the grid, bitch.
I know. I was at the hospital when you were telling them you're off the grid. Yeah, I don't fill this out. No, I'm not filling it out.
I'm not going to fill it out.
I'm leaving.
I was never here.
Sir, you can't leave. Yeah, nope. I don't know.
Give me my dog.
I don't fucking
know.
I'm
out of here.
Sir, I have to have a name. John Doe. I don't give a fuck.
I got my x-rays back because I was passed out and they put me in the little tube and they took my x-rays. And Stanley, you can see his little body on top of me, his x-rays.
Oh.
Wait, they x-rayed you with your dog on top of you?
No, but I wish they did and I would totally frame that in my window.
I did see some interesting artwork
put
on that.
Under your shirt. You're like, what?
Are you guys familiar with those TED Talks?
Yes.
So they're pretty good.
What is the TED Talks?
It's like
how boring does it sound if you just go based on
Yeah, I'll
on
explain it afterwards. But I watched some of the magic ones. Did you see the guy do those tricks with the iPhone?
We should talk about this.
Yes.
Okay, there was an artist, though, on there who did all x-ray art, and he has a giant machine that can x-ray
vehicles.
I thought
you were going to say a giant tumor coming out of his neck from all the
But he can't x-ray people because the machine is so powerful, it will kill them.
Right.
It has
so he gets
too
cadavers,
much of the power.
And he puts them in the seats and stuff.
I bet he's German, right?
Like a tractor. Probably.
Got
it. But it looks fascinating, like this x-ray of a bulldozer with a person sitting in it, and then he has a bus x-rayed with full of passengers, but it's the same woman because it's the one cadaver that he has.
His dream job working at the TSA.
It was very interesting. I'm sorry I brought
Hey,
it
man,
up.
What's your name? No, it sounds cool. I want to see it. We'll post one. I'm sorry. What was your name, bud?
Ronnie.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Thanks for the money.
One more thing, though. Corona talking about how he was doing some camera setting up stuff for Louis at the improv.
Louis C.K., yes, and he didn't like any of his angles.
Yeah, I think they heard that episode tonight, just an FYI, because they had, like, showing shots of the improv and stuff.
I was in the back of the room for that.
What? You're famous, Mike.
I'm sure I wasn't on camera, but I was in the back of the room.
For what?
I'm just giving an FYI out there, throw it out there for you guys.
Ronnie, who are you listening to the show with right now?
It's just me, and it's my ritual. I usually listen to you guys before I go to bed.
Oh, I thought you were talking to someone earlier.
You know who he sounds like? You know who Ronnie sounds like?
Who?
Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Oh, shit.
Ronnie.
Tell us you got to send us mugs, bitch.
I'm going to give you a little tip, Ronnie.
Mug, bitch.
If you want to get some pussy, say your name is Ronnie on the Rock.
Ronnie on the Rock, all right.
I don't say that. Say Walter, I don't want to cook anymore.
Walter, I don't want to cook anymore.
Yeah, a little bit.
That was good acting, actually.
All right, thanks, Ronnie.
Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
Oh, he sounds like him.
How funny was the scene of Jesse eating all dinner with the Whites?
That was pretty sweet.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Hey,
did you see someone turned that into a Seinfeld episode?
Disaster. No.
It's awesome. They just added the Seinfeld music to it, and it's and like a laugh track. It's so goddamn funny.
Oh, by the way, somebody, I can't communicate on YouTube either, and somebody sent me a movie where a guy gets a box, and there's a pack of cigarettes in it, and it says, congratulations, a year without a cigarette. And he smokes it, and then he goes home the next day, he smokes a cigarette, and he's got another box, and he opens it up and it says, congratulations, a year without booze. And there's a bottle of booze in it. And the last one was a gun. Hey, good video. I had tried to talk to you on YouTube and send you an email back. I have no idea how to do that.
Wait, so the guy kills himself?
No clue.
It's very complicated.
Very complicated.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, I tried to send this to you before. I want you to watch my video. It was really good. It was well made. It was a short film. And then somebody else sent me a spoof of the last alternate ending to Lost. And pretty much a little girl just finds Tom Hanks beating off in the jungle. But it's from Castaway. It's really funny, actually. It's well done. But I don't remember your name, and I can't respond to you. Hey, you're on the
I stumble across messages to me on YouTube, and some of them are nice, and I want to respond.
You
and
just do it on here.
Being able to respond is a pain
Pain in the ass. Like, I spent like 10 minutes sweating in my study.
I looked it up on Google. I honestly did.
Sweating in my study.
It's on the right side. It's under profile or something like that. And then there's like five things that pop up under a pull down, and one of them is send a direct message or send message.
Just for the record, these two pabs are still standing. I've been sitting for a while, so I guess that makes me the pab. But what the fuck? All right, this is not the new thing. We're not going to be standers. Okay.
No, we're getting the chairs out of here. Get the chairs out of this.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Last call. How are you?
It's not a lot. There's two more.
It's the last call for them because I've said hello three times. Hi, you're on the After Disaster. If you hear a beep, say hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
How are you? That worked.
Do you think you could just insult the Minnesota Wild and get away
this
with it?
This is Rodney on the Rock. Oh, my God.
I didn't insult the Wild. I said that I was very upset that they stole Zach Parise.
You called him the fucking Wild.
I called him the fucking Wild. Yeah. The fucking Wild. I'm pissed, yeah. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm happy that Minnesota has a little team again, all right? I'm happy that little Minnesota has a team because the Spoon wasn't doing enough for you guys. I understand that. You need a hockey team because you guys are right on the border.
This is kind
of insane.
You
guys are great hockey. However, you should still have the North Stars as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
Yes.
Fuck that was insane.
They almost called them the Lone Stars. You know that? The Minnesota North Stars were a great hockey franchise up in Minnesota. Very successful. The rich cunt owner moved them down to Dallas because he had a better offer, more money, even more money. He needed a bigger
yacht.
The
Lone Stars fits in Dallas.
So he moved the Stars down there, and they almost called them the Lone Stars.
Should have called them the Bone Stars.
They just called them the Stars. Anyway, so you have anything else other than to be angry
Get
with
pucked
them?
By the Bone Stars.
Get pucked in the glass.
Put him on the glass.
Referee, refer me.
Hey, buddy. Minnesota.
Yeah.
You're
That was awesome.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I just don't appreciate that full Minnesota accent.
Minnesota? Yeah, I don't like it either.
This is so inside. I don't think this is...
He's talking about how he doesn't appreciate when people do fake Minnesota accents. It's not really that inside.
I don't appreciate red light cameras. You don't hear me talking about that. Just kidding.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Mike, is your sock on the table?
Yeah. I took my shoe off.
Mike, do you understand ebb and flow and how things work?
Ebb and flow? I love that guy.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Great artist.
It's not a guy. It's a couple.
What's going on now? Can you please?
Ebb and flow, the hipster indie band.
Can you guys hear me?
It's two old ladies. It's like the rapping grandma.
Evan and Flo.
Evan Flo.
Mm-hmm. I have an uncle and aunt called Evan and Glow.
Mm.
Glow?
Aunt Glow and Uncle Evan. Yeah. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
How are you, Anderson?
I'm good. How are you,
Ooh,
buddy?
To the point. I like it.
Hey, I called you last week.
Of course you did. Because we had five callers. So,
no, you only had one caller last week.
Oh, really? You were the lucky
one.
I was
the guy who was 15 years old and not a chick.
Still the same, I see. Nothing's changed.
They're still identifying themselves with their credits.
Okay. So what's up, man?
You were talking about Bill Burr earlier, right?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for leading me on to him.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one of my favorite comedians, man.
Yeah, I fell behind on his podcast, and I listened to like eight over like 5 or 6 days, and it's great. Like, he's back in my head now. Like, he's like my good friend again. You know
if you get a chance
I'm
to
addicted
see him,
to his podcast.
If you get a chance to see him live in like 6 years, definitely do it.
Why in
six years?
When he's 21.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Bill Burr's only 15?
The problem is I live in Toronto, and he doesn't want to come up here.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do Canada. I heard him talking about that just recently. Yeah, he's doing it with Nia. Nia's like, yeah, you don't go to Canada, do you? Well, you went to Montreal, and then...
He only goes to Montreal for some reason.
Because the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, he hates Canadians. He's come out and said he hates Canucks.
Hey, but buy those hockey things for your cleats.
But he loves hockey. And it's not cleats, it's skates.
Skate bumpers?
All right, we don't need to give any more ads. The guy's got more fucking ads than Film Vault.
Hey, have you guys been to Catalina Island?
Yes.
Because a friend of mine went there and she said it was incredible.
It's fucking amazing. I love it.
Yeah, she ran an electric bike and just cruised around.
I don't know about that, but I went there with my on my birthday. Unfortunately, Jillian didn't like the day quite as much as I did.
Have you been to the gay sex club there?
But the water,
I haven't been yet.
The water Scatalina. Is magnificent.
Scatalina.
That's not gay. That's just sickening.
I'm getting my scuba license shipped to me. It's on the way.
You just bought it from some guy in
Vietnam? I got it 20 years ago, and I couldn't find it. So
that's ironic that it's being shipped.
Wait, you get it one time, and it's just you're good to go forever?
Apparently, yeah.
You haven't been in the water in 20 years in scuba gear?
I'm a little bit worried because I'm going to Fiji, and guess what I'm going to do? Shark dive!
Oh, I'm sure I'm diving with sharks. There's a fucking shark dive. They
you can touch them in their denticles or whatever.
They guarantee that you get to hand feed bull sharks. Now, bull sharks, for those of you may not know, are one of the three most deadliest sharks in the world.
They could actually change from saltwater to freshwater by traveling up what's called an estuary, which is where freshwater meets the saltwater.
I got
the ones that swim in the Amazon.
Now, I beg to differ because
beg to differ?
I think scientists proved. They didn't traverse to get there. The waters rose and they went right over the little barriers.
Yes, but then they're alive in there.
No, what they can switch. They can swim.
The
just,
fact
they
is
can
they
live
can survive in
fresh
water.
They don't need salt water.
Not the fact that they actually got there.
So these poor fucks in India and like the Amazon, they're like washing their clothes down in the river. All of a sudden, a fucking giant
bull shark, bitch.
Yeah. And they don't recognize it. They just see a fin coming out. I'm like, what is that?
Just two horns coming out of the water.
What is it called? Like, is it a reef when like they build those rock? Like the jetty? Breaker?
It's a jetty?
When I was a kid in San Diego, I was driving a 55 Cadillac, which was my first car when I was 16. And there's one in San Diego down by Shelter Island.
There's one 55 Cadillac?
No, but there's this thing that jets out into the water to keep the waves
jetty.
From coming. Okay, but it's about 100 yards long. And I remember when I was 16, my friends and I had a couple of drinks. And it was very thin, and it was paved, and it held one car. And it was rocks.
It's not meant for cars.
I know. I drove to the end of it, not thinking, now I got to back out of it. At midnight with no headlights.
And you're
and
drunk.
It was horrifying.
With no headlights.
Could have easily gone terribly wrong.
That is frightening. My balls went inside me. Just
listen,
Marina,
it was frightening because there's no headlights and I couldn't see where I was going.
MDR, it's the largest luxury pleasure boat marina in the world. At least Los Angeles.
So
it's huge. 5,000 boats it holds, I think.
Mental damn
and
retard.
When they first built it in the 50s, they forgot to put a breaker. They thought they can get away without having a breaker in there. And like the very first storm came, and like giant waves came, and then they funneled in the little marina and just wiped everything out. They're like, "Fuck, we got to build a breaker."
Wasn't there a blue whale stuck in your marina? Like
it was a gray whale a couple years ago. Yeah,
I always awesome. I wonder why they didn't do this because I always had this fantasy when
everyone's
a kid.
Out there harpooning it from the shore.
So easy,
little kids with toothpicks.
You just see a Japanese guy walking down the street with a harpoon. You're like, oh,
Christmas
no.
A Kamari!
When I was a kid, I always had this
that is racist.
This plan
it's
or
not?
This fantasy, or I thought it would be a splendid idea, to build like a chain link fence like about 100 yards out into the ocean so you could swim free of animals.
They have those.
They have that in...
That exists, Mike.
Where?
They have that in like, Australia?
Hawaii?
They
but
do?
They're not metal. They're mesh, and they always get caught.
Yeah, it's mesh. It, like, hurts your penis. It's not big enough.
You're supposed to...
You're
what?
Sitting down. You wouldn't
you know
get
what
it.
I just realized, guys?
What?
I'm completely unsuited for this show. I'm sitting here waiting for my turn to speak for one of you guys to stop.
Go ahead. Talk, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's been on the entire time.
How many mugs are you going
to
stop?
That's hilarious.
Anderson, I know the rest of you guys don't like to talk about Stonewalled.
This is not the Minnesota guy. This is the new guy.
I wanted to ask you about... Sorry?
I was just clarifying that you're not the Minnesota guy. You're the 15-year-old guy that's not a chick.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask your opinion on Mulholland Drive.
About what?
Mulholland Drive, the movie.
Mulholland Drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I watched it recently and I really didn't like it, but I know you're a David Lynch fan.
So I love David Lynch. I'm not a giant Mulholland Drive fan at all.
No?
No. It was supposed to be a TV show, and he kind of got fucked by ABC, and he shot like 3 to 5 episodes of his TV show before they said, "Hey, look, this is never going to work for our little network over here. So take your little shows and do whatever you like." And he tried to cut them into a movie, but it didn't really work.
Well, here's my opinion on Mulholland Drive.
Great lesbian scenes, though.
Great lesbian scenes. I didn't.
However,
dislike
he
the movie.
Fucks with you though, because then he shows one of them dead.
Yeah, I
right
liked,
after the scene.
Spoiler
the
alert.
Movie. What I didn't like was when I purchased it on DVD is there's no tracks.
Yeah,
meaning
yeah.
You can't forward.
David Lynch, I love that about him.
You
he
have to
watch
the entire thing.
The entire movie.
What
I
an asshole.
It. I think it's good. I think you should always do that. Pay tribute. Watch the film the way the artist intended you to.
What imagine if CDs are like that? One track.
That's how records used to be. That's
no
how tapes
forward.
Used to be.
Yeah, but you could lift the needle and move
yeah,
it.
Yeah, lift the needle,
tapes
bro.
You had to fast forward.
Yeah, that was a pain in
so
the
so
ass.
So what did you want to say about Mulholland Drive, 15-year-old boy?
No, I just wanted to know your opinion, Andrew.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
I didn't really like it myself.
Have you seen Wild at Heart?
Yeah, I've seen Wild at Heart.
You like
I
that one?
Much better.
Wild at Heart.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I love Wild at Heart. Love
I actually watched that movie with my parents, and they both really didn't like it.
Yeah, that's very uncomfortable. That's not. That's not
I like the way you talk, and I don't remember your name.
Did
like
you?
It.
It's good boy.
It's
did
what?
You see
it's good boy?
Boris.
Did you Forrest? See Drive?
Forrest?
Please tell me it's Boris.
Is it Forrest?
It's Boris.
Boris?
It's Boris. Like I like that better. Guy? Like Boris and Natasha?
Oh, that's like awesome. That.
Are you Russian?
Yeah, I am Russian.
Yeah.
Russian where?
Thanks, yeah, Boris. Slow down, you're going to kill someone.
Thanks, Boris.
Did you get that email I sent you about that guy, about the old boy director? Got another gig?
Yeah. It looks good. Looks good. Looks really good. He's got two new gigs.
We have a 15-year-old Russian caller.
Hey, you're like in the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, guys.
He's a gentleman. I like
Who
him.
Who are you? Last call of the night.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi.
Okay.
How are you? Who are you?
Oh, I have a really flexible connection. But I have a question for you.
Who are you? How are you?
Can I not say who I am?
If you don't want to say who you are, that's fine.
What is purpose of call?
Did you say who you were and I didn't catch it? What's going on?
No, she doesn't want to talk.
Okay,
she
you don't
want to
say
question.
Who you are. Fine. I know. So you have a question? You have something to add? What's up?
Yeah, so did you guys ever scissor?
Did we ever scissor?
Yeah.
Wait, no, we have not. Is this a
scissor girl?
Yeah.
How are you?
Once again, we still once feel, again yeah. giving their credits.
Inside.
Here's the
baseball.
Thing, though, Scissor Girl. Like, we felt bad about...
A couple months ago, Scissor Girl here called up, and I asked her if she scissored with a girl that she hooked up with.
Very immature.
About 40 times.
We asked so many times. She never heard it and never answered, and it was the funniest thing.
Yeah. For some reason, I was very frustrated. But
My abs became...
Didn't
they
you name
there,
the episode...
It's called Scissor Gate.
Yeah,
scissor
Tyler has
abs.
A six pack now from
because of that episode.
Kind of embarrassing.
Well, did you ever? Did she ever answer?
No, she never answered. She never heard it.
I got a question for you.
No, I said no.
I have a quick question for you.
Oh yeah, that's
why
right.
wouldn't
she
you
answer.
Do that?
Have you ever scissored?
That's the first.
I have almost scissored, and I'm not even a lesbian. Yeah.
And you're also not a woman.
I've totally intercourse scissored.
I like that your thing that's precluding you from scissoring is the fact that you're not a lesbian.
Yeah.
No, but I've like had sex like that, like you're scissoring.
You know what I hate? I hate guys who go, "I'm a man trapped inside a lesbian's body," or "I'm a lesbian trapped inside a man's body." Yeah, you can suck it, all right? Because it's not funny, it's not clever, it's stupid.
Yeah,
and I've heard it 90 times now.
90?
94. So
I bet that guy from NorCal who has to send us six mugs. I bet he said it.
Nah.
I'm sorry that I forget this. Is this caller a lesbian?
Yes. I like how Mike's being all NPR on us.
Is it a question?
Pardon me, caller.
Are
May
you,
I ask your
do you,
sexual
do you
orientation?
Do you indulge in the homosexual arts?
My God. You guys ever listen to NPR just to remind yourself of how horrible people can be? I listened to one today. It was an hour long on poetry.
Oh,
what?
The guy was talking to a poet.
I listen to NPR, but I hear good stuff.
It's awful.
What were you listening to?
NPR is terrible.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this
it's
much.
It's so bad.
No, there's one person on NPR that's the smartest person.
Joe Frank?
Elvis Mitchell.
Elvis is dead.
Elvis Mitchell.
Elvis Mitchell from the NPR studio.
He does the movie show where he interviews directors, and he's the most well-read. If you're going on his show and you're a director and or you've written books, he's read them all, seen them all, and has a lot to say about them.
Why talk about scissoring when you talk about old movie critics that have good shows on NPR?
So since our conversation, have you decided to try out scissoring? Did we?
It seems so awkward. I think bumping clams is more like it.
What?
Bumping clams?
What?
That seems weirder.
How about bungee clunging?
How about if you just do the most beautiful thing I've ever seen?
Did that just come to you right there?
Bungee clunging.
Yeah, that was a Tyler moment.
That's
that was
a good
amazing.
One. That's
I
a
like
good
that
one.
A lot.
Thanks for giving yourself credit for being the smart
guy.
You
like
guy
a little, like a little
show.
Backdoor compliment to myself?
Hey, that's almost like a Mike Carano move right there.
Bungee clunging.
I don't like laughing at things.
Fucking
like
gross.
I know, it sounds good.
Sounds
but
awful.
I think scissoring is...
Tyler says it's gross, and Mike goes, I know, it sounds good.
I think if I was a lesbian, I'd want to scissor all the time.
Scissor all the time. Scissor all the time.
Good night, everybody.
The clam
it
slam.
Awkward, but I did want to thank Tyler for Why? All the genitalia vocabulary.
Oh, well, the clunge last week?
Yeah, and chodes and long earlier.
And
I don't think I'd heard any of those.
Oh, I introduced you to some fantastic new words, and I'll come up with more genitalia words next week for everybody.
And call back.
How about that?
And I'd like to thank Tyler and I for standing the entire
yeah,
show.
Yeah, buddy. You think you can't stand the show? We can, and we did.
I'd like to thank myself for holding this microphone.
Listener challenge.
Time.
Listen to the whole episode standing up for no reason. Just do it. Hashtag I stood up tomorrow.
Next week, I am going to have a new great idea for a phone in company. That makes no sense. Phone training.
A phone in company idea.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, I would have stood with you, Pabs, but I have not literally barely eaten for the last 3 days because of this goddamn mouth decay infection. It's not even decay. It's just a huge. If you saw the inside of my mouth right now, Mike, you might throw up.
Oh, you'd throw up in his mouth in his infection.
Dead tissue, swollen dead tissue in the back of my mouth.
I have that over here.
It's so bad I can't hear on my right ear.
Yeah, you got to go. You gotta go. Is it really tomorrow?
Tomorrow I get it pulled.
Yeah, you'll feel better after that.
I can't believe that I even did this goddamn show.
Thanks for doing it.
The fuck? No, it's good to see you. I miss you guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Find us on iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio. We're on
we're in your ears right now. So I think, you know what? I think that they know where we are. Don't tell them how to find the show if they're listening to the show.
Follow us on Twitter.
Thank you, guys.
At After Disaster.
I have cancer.
Check us out on the forums.
I just want to be the topper of the story.
People haven't been going in the forums as much, and we need some more people to fill out the Tyler Listener Challenge in the forums at theafterdisaster.com.
We don't need
any
from you guys.
Yeah, the Listener Challenge actually was the most joyous thing.
It's the most
thing
satisfying thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's it made me laugh, and it made me giggle, and made me filled me with a sense of pride. It was the best thing associated with the show.
Except
for these mugs are pretty awesome, too. Thanks for the mugs.
T-shirts, cunties.
Yeah, can someone
I end it with that? Sorry.
Can someone send us 6 t-shirts?
We're so pathetic.
Hey, what about that guy? What about that guy in Iraq that we were going to send all the gift package to a year ago?
Yeah, Afghanistan.
I still have those shirts in my back seat. They're still back there.
You need to do the mugs.
Yeah, you want one? You want to buy one?
Yeah.
He's going to finally. He's going to be on.
No dishes. I own. I just use all my roommates. So I will buy a bunch
of. Do your roommates listen to this show?
We are going to. How are we going to have the time to decorate those mugs?
Well, we're going to do it during the show, Mike. Do not listen. The whole point is we do it during the show while we're on the live broadcast.
Thank you guys for listening. Good night.
Bye, everybody. And happy scissoring. And keep jogging, joggers. Keep scissoring, scissors.